This is Big Ho from Bankhead. Thanks for tuning in. You're about to tune in to another hot episode from the SRT crew. SRT crew, are y'all ready?
We ready if you ready.
Let's get down then.
What up, Atlanta? Put your hands up. Let's get this thing started. SRT. See, every single week my people gotta do one thing. Turn that SRT up, and I gotta tune in. We talking touchdowns, home runs, goals, and interceptions. Hosted by Big Ho, the big head legend. Watch your kids, boy, some big dogs coming. You want that smooth operator dial, slick money, sports round table. The truth, no fables. Top flow penthouse over Atlantic Station. Shining like a diamond jeweler, sports miss tips. Sports superhero Hancock, pay tuition with a pig. Get a laugh, get a thrill, get your sports, stay ill. D-Will, fill them in on Bama this year.
What up, what up, what up? It's the Sports Roundtable live from the penthouse, 300th floor, overlooking Atlantic Station, and we're about to do episode number 76. Can you believe that? Thanks for tuning in last week, episode 75. It was a banger as usual, another classic, and tonight we're going to tear it up again. I got the crew in the building with me tonight, just leaving the Big Easy. With the jeweler sports and that main man Slick Money. But as I go around the table, gotta let you know who all is here from Memphis, Tennessee. Tennessee Titans trying to get another quarterback. My main man Slick Money. What's up, Slick?
What's up, handsome? You took the title from DG.
Jesus.
D-Jizzle is the most sexy man. He going to be on my Facebook context in a couple months.
Oh, word up.
Take your shirt off, D.
All right.
All right, we're going to keep our shirt on.
Absolutely.
But we should beat him anyway. Because when you're married, you don't supposed to get anybody like you anyway.
What's happening, homeboy? Everything good?
Yeah, everything's good, man. Good day to be alive.
There you go.
Hey, Tiff.
How you doing, babe?
Handsome D Jizzle.
What's happening, man?
My sexiest road dog for 400 years. Memphis Hamilton High School. Superhero, what's happening?
Slick Money.
What's up?
Happening, baby?
I don't know it, folks.
Ready to do this show, man.
Let's do it, dog. Let's get it over with. Thanks for the intro.
Absolutely. And, of course, another Memphis, Tennessee dude. Not from Orange Mound, though.
No.
His dad is a Hall of Fame coach.
Yes, he is.
At Hamilton High School.
There he is.
My main man, the sports superhero. Mr. Hancock, what up, man?
What's up, Big Ho? What's up, crew?
Amen. What up, what up? What up?
Boy, y'all ready to get in? We got some sports to talk about.
Woo! Yes, we do.
Yes.
Hey, we got to get Jay in here making us an all three Memphis thing. We got to get Tiff and D. Will to go on vacation. When are we to go on vacation? So we can get Jay in so we got a six-man award.
Six-man, baby.
Well, you know I ain't going on vacation, so kill that.
No.
Kill that.
Oh, deep right. Hey, Steve, that leaves HM3.
Hey, well.
Tim can run the board now.
Okay, go for it.
You show me how to do it. I know what to do.
I know.
Oh, okay, I can push the button too.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, HM3 will be going on permanent vacation starting June.
I go on vacation.
Permanent.
He said you had another producer coming in to give you a break, right?
Well, it won't be for the sports. Yeah, she don't know that about sports.
As soon as I say that, his ass woke up.
Well, I think everybody had a chance to do all this.
No, we just joking,
First season.
Hey, dude, you the greatest ever. You remind me of Jack Bauer. Wow. I wasn't going to say Lucius Lyons or Hartwick. You ain't on that level yet. Jack Bauer killed his mama, so you know he cold.
He killed his daddy.
Same thing.
Is that close enough?
Not really.
Same difference.
He threw somebody else's mama out the fifth floor window, so yeah. I know he cold.
Yeah.
That dude that bad.
Just give me 24 hours. I better bring him right back like Jack Bauer.
Right. I like that. Oh, look at that.
Well, you know who I'm
God, to be
do.
More careful. Steve, hear this.
I heard
it. On the intro, she got her own music.
What?
Let good God Almighty.
Let that breathe. Let that be child.
Jesus is good.
Yes, he is.
To all the fellas out there, who think you know what beauty is.
Oh, Lord.
Who think you know. Listen. Can you imagine this scenery, right?
Okay.
You got the jewel of sports and hypothetically her guy, right?
Right.
At a sports bar. They're having a trivia contest. Right?
Yeah.
She answers all the questions to the trivia contest while her man sit right there and don't know not one answer.
He need to go to the bathroom. Seriously, he need to stage left. But Tiff is that type of a date, though.
Well, what, see that
Tiff might not sit with him long.
I'm telling you.
He'll answer one right.
He'll get one right.
She can say, hey, man, my pager going off. We ain't got pages no more, bro. Pager going off. Yeah. I got to take this call right quick.
I just got beat.
Yeah. No, he ain't come back. She in the parking lot.
Hey, your manhood kind of crushed a little bit.
Hey, can I say this before you just do something?
Go ahead.
Tiffany is the only lady I know. This real talk. And I ain't saying it because she's family. I ain't seen nobody wear sweatpants. And the sweatpants fit you. Something wrong with that picture. Sweatpants supposed to be baggy hanging off you. She got some ass. I'm sorry, you're going to edit that, right? You're going to edit that, right? Okay, my bad.
Oh, my God.
When you can wear slacks.
What a drop button, man. What a drop button.
D. Will, when you got slacks on and sweats,
hey,
and you still see your family jewels and all that, something wrong with that, man. Lord Jesus, introduce that girl, folks.
Oh, my God.
That was
the SRT Diamond of the Crew. It is the Jewel of Sports, and she is where?
The Jewel of Sports is in the building. Bling. What up, crew?
What up?
Hey,
no that matter what hell of an introduction.
Yeah, whatever. Yes, it's funny, but whatever we say about her, she just be blushing. She ain't never like that, man.
Hey, she over here cheery. She over here cheery right now.
Yeah. Y'all funny.
Oh, she smile from here to Texas.
Oh, my God. That introduction. Yeah. I mean,
that was awesome.
Yeah, that was great.
Oh,
appreciate
don't get it twisted. Here come another good introduction, too.
Oh, yeah.
This boy here know he cold. He showed it last night. He was cold.
I ain't finna try to say nothing. We can move on to Big Hope.
Hope, look at that. What you talking about?
3-3-4.
Hey, listen.
3-3-4.
Hey. 3-3-4. They got a countdown. I know you know the number. Mm. But college football is on the way. Look at it.
Hard. Did you know last night the game, this fool was going down. He was going down to Phil Arena talking about, roll, tie, roll. This nigga roll lost his mind.
He was.
Out loud, baby.
Hey. I'm talking about shouting it out.
Roll, tie,
roll.
We had the Hawks game.
Yeah, he found the bouncing roll, tie, fan. Roll, tie, roll, roll.
I'm talking about we everywhere.
Boy, please.
My main man from the Gump.
Yes, sir.
3-3-4. My main man, D. Will.
What up, what up, what up?
What up, homie?
You got it. What up, crew?
What up, Kim? What's up, folk?
Man, y'all got it. Hey, man, we had a good time last night.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
We did.
It was great. The boys missed a good one last night.
Yeah, they missed a good one.
You showed out on them, D.
Hey, had to, baby. Roll time.
And just for a future reference, don't pull up on D. Will talking trash now.
No, don't do that.
He keep that iron up under the seat. He told Lil Boosie. He told Lil Boosie, act a fool if you want to. See, he pulled a gun. I said, pull over, time me to get out. D. Will said, that nigga rack a fool me want to. I'm going to put some bullets in him. I said, man, you need to pull over, let me and Tiffany J out. And you can do this whole thing by yourself. But we ain't going to jail. And he didn't crack a smile. Didn't crack a smile. Because, you know, Boosie was showing out last night. You know how you got a nice car
Flossing.
Instead of just getting in there and drive off.
He stunned in a two-door Phantom.
They brought his car an hour early.
Yeah.
And he just sitting there, just drawing attention.
He walking through the parking lot waiting on people to ask him to take pictures. Damn, you don't want no picture?
I'm
serious.
Hey, Steve, we'll nickname him Lee Majors. The fall guy.
And D. Will said, she need to be pulling out right now. And get this fun holiday, we can go. Everybody car came in front of our code. Yeah, D. Will said, man, when y'all hear you pull off, God, they finna bring my truck down.
I'm not getting behind the wheel of my truck. You driving.
I'm talking with Mercedes and all of this classy people. D. Will said, hey, man, y'all need to hear you pull off.
Yeah.
This dude come with this truck in a few minutes. Y'all don't need to see me get this truck. Man, I last a while. That boy, that fool, Steve.
Boy, y'all, I was saying.
Yeah, this is my truck right here. Yeah. Y'all need to hurry up and get out of the way.
A big V8, man.
SRT represented at the Hawks game last
yes,
night.
Yes, but yeah, we showed up.
In the suite. Yeah.
Killing them. Killing them.
Y'all were killing them.
Kid Cam.
Kid Cam.
Kid Cam.
Oh, my goodness. Y'all love the team. And, of course, we got to do this from the recommendation of Mr. Hancock.
Definitely.
Definitely to go ahead and play this.
The Sports Roundtable Show is proud to bring you information and entertainment. Our discussions and topics voice our opinions, which are not meant to offend you, our listeners. Log on to hm3inc.com for all archive shows.
Were we almost too late for that?
A little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah. Yeah. Boosie going to be looking for D. Real.
No, he looking for you, Slick. You want to? What up, Boosie?
Woulda, coulda, shoulda, woulda.
Woulda, coulda.
So he can get an hour of studio time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can get an hour. An hour and 15 minutes. I'm starting to charge on you.
Boosie was cold, too, last night. He looked good.
Yeah. Oh. Hey, had that Boosie fade late.
Yes, he did. Right. Just like your boy, Hart, who be cutting your hair.
Oh, yeah.
He had that late. He ain't handsome, though. Not handsome at
hey,
all.
We saved none.
We did sign
none.
A piece of paper, right?
Yeah, we did.
Hey, Boosie, I like your music, fella. Boy, you ain't nowhere in that good-looking contest. If you was on my page on the Sexy Man contest, you wouldn't have got a damn vote.
Hey, he had them glasses at night.
Yeah, shades at nighttime. Really?
He really stinks.
Then he spin rubber, almost hit the wall. Yeah. I hope you hit the wall.
Hey, your boy trying to crash a $350,000 car into the wall.
I'm telling you how he burned rubber. Hotel. At the Omni Hotel in the parking lot, small.
Yeah.
He burned rubber.
Skirt, skirt. Oh,
man, that's crazy.
Oh, that was hilarious, man.
With organ plates.
It did have some organ
Riddle.
Plates.
Riddle.
Organ plates.
Riddle.
Yeah, organ plates.
Hey, we want to give a birthday shout out.
Oh.
To Mama Hill.
Mama Hill, what's happening?
Mama Hill.
Happy
Mama
birthday.
Happy birthday. Sister Ruby.
Sister Ruby, what's up, girl? Happy Mama birthday.
You know, for all y'all who don't know, that is Slick Money mother. She's in Memphis after a long day of just enjoying her birthday. She went to Red Lobster and ate some scrimps.
Scrimps. And cheese biscuits. And she loved them cheese biscuits.
She said, yeah, they I good. Went to Red Lobster. I got it. I love Red Lobster.
I said, I hate you. So I want to give a shout out to Mama Hill, man. She was on the show last year.
Yeah, she was telling jokes. She joined me on the show. Remember that?
Yeah.
It was cold. Y'all laughed.
Oh, yeah, we had a whole family
affair. Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I want to get also a birthday wish to my oldest sister.
Hey.
April.
Hey, April.
April.
Hey, April.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
38 today.
38. That's a good age, too.
Yeah, 38.
That's in an age where you don't really know what you're going to do.
Yeah.
You try to say, can I do something for 40? But happy birthday, April.
Happy birthday, April.
That's
birthday.
What's up. That's
happy
what's up.
Birthday.
Oh, come on, D.
There you go.
Got the hook,
yeah.
Eh?
Yeah, that was the hook. That's all I can give you, one note.
One note.
All right, before we start the show, let me go ahead and just give you the rundown of what's going to be on the show. We have a great open discussion tonight, and that will actually be preempted by our news and notes, which just some pieces of information, I guess. Not really much going on, but we'll talk about it anyway. We got Sports 101 tonight, sponsored by Big Easy Grill, the jewel of sports doing her thing on that. And the word on the street. Can't wait to hear that because it has been some words going on the street that's going to probably be coming to light in here in a few. The draft is a few weeks away. The Mariota and Winston thing has been going back and forth, and I just think that's all hype. Also, we got our fire burning questions again, which is probably going to shut it down tonight. But we got a lot in store. We're going to talk about being out at 4 o'clock in the morning and getting arrested. Tearing up your tibia. And we'll talk about the Hawks and their chances now that they got that situation going on. But we're going to take a quick break. And coming back from break, we're going to talk about or tell you the kind of perks pro athletes have that you just would not believe. Also, we're going to talk about the end of the year awards. Coach of the year, rookie of the year, defensive player of the year for the NBA. Who do you have? And we just go talk sports. And we go do it the way that we do it. Episode 76, SRT Crew. We'll be right back. I'm your main man, HM3. I'm the host and the producer of the Sports Roundtable podcast. Thanks for tuning in to my website, HM3Inc.com, the home of the Sports Roundtable podcast. You have not made a mistake because you have reached a place where you can hear the most entertaining sports show on the internet. You know why? Because we talk sports, we entertain, and we talk sports. We also tell jokes. And more importantly, we give you our picks of the week. So I want to give a shout out to my crew, the Jewel of Sports, D-Will, the Sports Superhero, and of course my main man, Slick Money. So if you need to get your sports fix on, go to hm3inc.com, click on SRT Podcast, and you can get your listen on. All shows are archived. I'm your main man, HM3, from the SRT crew. We know sports. Yep, we're back. Episode 76 in the place to be in the penthouse, 300th floor. You already know we overlooking Atlantic Station. Washington is beating Indiana. And Indiana trying to get that 8 spot.
Trying to get that 8 spot.
So, John Wall must have turned it up tonight because they need it. But we're finna jump right off into the news and notes. SRT style. Over the weekend, everybody was glued to the television because of Tiger Woods. And it was a young fella from the state of Texas, Longhorns, who did his thing, shot a minus 18. Jordan Spieth.
That's him.
Won the Masters this weekend as he went wire to wire the first time since 1976.
Correct.
Rose and Mickelson shot a minus 14. Normally, they would be in a shootout because that normally wins.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
A minus 18?
Yeah.
He went Tiger on him.
Oh, don't say that too loud.
He went Tiger on him.
Don't say that too loud because they're trying to distance themselves from Tiger as much as they can.
But yeah, because the only thing he did was tie.
Tiger's record.
Exactly. So it's still Tiger's record.
Exactly.
You just get the 1B.
But you know, they made a big deal out of him going to 19 under.
Yeah, at one point. Yeah,
because nobody's ever reached 19 under.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't understand what the big deal is.
Hey, what's the
finish at 18? You finished at 18.
What do you finish at?
Exactly. Yeah. So
Tiger finished 17th.
Yes.
And he was a minus 5. Didn't do too bad. He had an awesome Saturday.
That's good.
He started off shaky.
Yeah.
We talked about he about cussed himself out on TV in the first day.
Me and Tip talked bad about him the first day.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we did. We was on him. We said he sucked.
Well, when he dang near cussed himself out on TV, I mean, he was not playing good that first day.
Yeah.
So.
Then he had to pop his with his fingering.
That's his ligament.
That's wrist. That's the problem right there. This is where the problem lies, is that sometimes Tiger says stuff he just shouldn't say.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to sit there and talk about you popped a bone back in place.
Yeah.
And he actually said a ligament.
Yeah.
He said a bone.
Did he?
Yes. Yeah.
He said a bone.
He said a bone.
He said he popped a bone back in place.
That's pretty crazy.
I mean, sometimes, man, you just say, look, man, I hurt my hand. You know, it sent some shockwaves up my arm or whatever. I was able to recoup from it. And I kept playing. I was able to finish the tournament.
Yeah.
But when he says stuff like that to make himself seem superhuman, you know, that's where he even loses his supporters. Yeah. You know, he has enough detractors. Yeah. But when you say stuff, sometimes, you know, when you know, my glutes shut off and, you know, they wouldn't fire my glutes. Come on, man. Just, I mean, some of the things you say just make you seem, I don't know what they make you seem. Who says your glutes don't fire?
Tiger Woods.
Exactly.
Like, yes, the only person that's saying
so,
that, right?
I mean, that's where you lose. That's where he loses a lot of, you know, credibility from the public. You know, at least, like I said, his supporters. But he's always going to have detractors. We know that from back in 97 when he won the Masters.
Yeah.
Yep.
So,
all right, moving on to the NBA. The Atlanta Hawks have a franchise record of 60 wins this season. And they will finish their final game of the season tomorrow at Chicago. As y'all had fun at the game last night on the Kiss Cam.
Kiss Cam.
In the suites.
In the suites. SRT crew. SRT crew do it big, Horace.
Yes. And this next note is for you, Slick.
Oh, go ahead.
I hope he drop you off something. In the state of Ohio. Buckeye Nation says, we're going to have to pay you.
Oh, they should.
And to the tune of $6.5 million through 2020.
I really appreciate that.
So, Urban Meyer has an extension, and he also has a problem in picking his quarterback, starting quarterback.
Oh, it's not a problem. I'm going to help him.
It's not a problem?
No, I think you go with the last man who played.
Wow.
That's what you do?
That's what I do. I'm taking the man who got me to the dance, that last dance.
He the one that was healthy, though, right?
Yeah, he was healthy.
Coming off injury, right?
Yeah.
That's a big,
Braxton should have left. I just don't understand.
Yeah, I agree with you.
If he wasn't going to leave and go pro, he should have gone and transferred to a
place.
Ready-made situation.
Exactly.
D, my thing is.
Go through like Russell Wilson. Exactly. Yeah.
Right. My thing is, how can you not let that kid start? I just can't see how can you not let him start.
Could have went to Oregon.
Yeah.
He sure could have because they need a quarterback.
And he was rumored to go to both of those.
Yeah.
And he should have. Like, he put himself in a messed up situation by staying. Like, he really shouldn't have stayed at all. Because, I mean, like Slick said, dude that won them championship should be starting.
I mean, when you look at Brass, he's a marginal prospect for the NFL anyway.
That's why he didn't go with a shoulder issue. Yeah. Right.
So go go somewhere where you can showcase your talents.
Mm-hmm. With OTD every week.
Exactly. Yep, and build your stock back
up. Build your stock. Right.
Because if you don't start, you kill your stock.
Exactly.
Exactly. And that, he ain't going to be there.
Let the wave of the momentum of the school that you go to
take you on over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, kind of push you a little bit.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, he messed up by staying.
But I'm telling Harris, if I'm an alumni, I'm sending Meyer an email. If you don't start that kid, I'm pulling out. He did something for us that wasn't even expected to be done. How can you bench him?
Well, they probably got something to say.
I'm sure they should. And his wife kissing and hugging on him.
They
was padding him like he was.
I mean, well, that's two quarterbacks I think that should have left the program.
Yeah, to be honest with you, and I'd start off with some freshmen just coming in.
Be an NFL
absolutely. He should.
He can't do anything but go down.
Exactly.
Because they're going to look for flaws now.
Right. That's all they can do is look for flaws.
And that's what we talk about. You got to go where the iron is hot.
Yeah,
and it is not going to be any harder for him.
No,
and
it's not.
And the best prospect out of all of them is JT Barrett.
That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who got them to that position.
Right.
Yeah.
Cordell Jones got him over the hump. JT Barrett got him there.
Yeah, I agree.
And he's a freshman.
Let's say, definitely at the college level, I think maybe the more prototypical NFL may be Jones.
NFL ready.
Right.
Yeah,
so,
no,
I mean, being able to stand in the pocket, maybe shrug off somebody and get the ball downfield, with an arm like that.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
smarts can develop.
Exactly. You do something with that.
Yeah.
Very intelligent. He gonna get a shot. I think some NFL people.
He should have gone.
My point is, he gonna play this year?
Right. And that's what I'm saying. His stock.
Would you say is he gonna play where?
Is he gonna play at Ohio State?
The quarterback that
Cordell Jones, is he gonna play?
Yes, he is.
Because if he doesn't play, I think it's
how can you not play him, dude?
I said that too. I agree with y'all.
How can you not
play him? How can you not start JT Barrett, who's the best quarterback on your team right now? He was a Heisman candidate.
I can understand that.
It's the Roy Jones thing. Y'all must have forgot.
Yeah.
You know, it's out of sight, out of mind.
Right. I agree with you.
You go back, that kid was the Heisman Trophy front runner up until he broke his ankle.
He was.
And that's why I say Jones should have gone.
He should have, man.
He should have gone, man.
He really should have.
I mean, what if he doesn't start?
What if you come out of your third string?
And you throw interceptions when you do get drafted.
His stock is about to drop.
I think regardless of where he's staying, he's going to get drafted. Somebody can give him a chance.
The good thing is they're playing in that Sarah conference.
Yeah.
That's a chance to shine still.
But the only thing is the target is on your back.
What's the kind of deal with?
Powder Puff. You know, that's when the cheerleaders play football and the boys watch.
Okay, but we are picking them as front runners to win national championship, right?
No, not me.
Oh, okay.
Don't even go there, boy.
Well, you're hearing it from Slick Money. Ohio State going back-to-back.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Before the season, they still got spring games. The grass still getting cut.
Speaking of which, Slick. Now watch Ole Miss today. And I mean, when they jumped around in the middle of the field, D-Will, I got goosebumps.
You got it up.
Man, when they start jumping and hollering and banging into each other.
Damn.
Boy, I was looking for the National Anthem Stadium.
You ready for the Jets to come in.
Give me my helmet.
Just thinking about football.
Yeah, man. That's the greatest sport out there right now. Others make a little bit more money.
Yeah, you did.
But college football is the best sport in the United States.
Man.
NFL is good football because it's money. NBA basketball is good because it's the money. But when it comes down to watching a game, it's nothing more exciting than college football.
But you know what?
Because they play with passion and all that heart.
It's the region we're in. Because
exactly. I'm a Southeast guy.
In college football, it reigns supreme where we are.
Right.
Oh, absolutely. It's like on Saturdays, it's gospel. It's a religion. Mm-hmm. You have all these cathedrals throughout the South, you know, down at LSU. You know, you go to Georgia. You go to these small towns, and they bleed football. They eat and drink it. As you go up north, it's more of a pro football situation.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
They don't have that allegiance. You can even hear the announcers when they talk about it. When they finally visit the South, they say, now we understand it. Mm-hmm.
It's a way of life.
It's a way of life.
Yeah. It's not even a hobby. Yeah. It's a way of life.
If you look at it, it's only really three teams you can consider in the Southeast. You got to cut Florida off and let them ride. We don't even really consider them in the football terms of the Southeast. You got the recruits that come there. But you're talking about Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, South Carolina, Tennessee. Those, you're finding college football reigns supreme in those areas. 100%. If you look at the University of Tennessee, University of Alabama, University of Georgia, University of Ole Miss, Mississippi State, all those, the Southeastern Conference, basically.
Yeah.
If you look at the Southeastern Conference, that's where it reigns supreme. And I'm going to tell you who's on top.
You didn't say Auburn.
War Eagles.
But see what you
cool?
But what you're saying, like we said, those towns, when you say, you can say Gainesville and you know it's Florida.
Oh, yeah.
You say Tallahassee, you know it's Florida State.
Yeah.
You say Tuscaloosa.
He didn't even pick up on my shot, though.
You say Tuscaloosa. I wasn't going to say it because we know.
I just said cut Florida off and then nobody said nothing.
I was just looking. Because the thing about Florida, you can go back to the 80s when Slick's boys was just reigning supreme. The
Miami.
And you can see, if you ever watched the documentary, how many football players came out of that state. They shut Miami in the South off, didn't let people come in and get those athletes, and they dominated college football.
Matter of fact, they dominated. I think the icon of Miami is a U, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, and thanks for giving a shout out to the Vols, because we back.
They back, D.
We're gonna make some noise.
We just gonna whistle in Tallahassee this year.
No whistle.
Walk past the grid.
Skate.
Yeah, we're going to take that Falcon and Braves and Hawks approach. We're going to speak quietly.
There you go.
Carry a big stick, baby.
Hey, coming off March Madness, I had mentioned before that it's much more than just playing college basketball and kids getting to the next level as far as NBA and showing their talents. You do have coaches that put on and their resume gets bigger and they put things on. And from the result of that, we have former Blue Devil Bobby Hurley is taking his reins to Arizona State now from Buffalo. That's a big move.
That's a big move.
Huge move. Jeff Cable actually turned the job down.
He did?
Yeah. Oh,
okay. You know, he was their number one.
Yeah.
I think Cable trying to stay in line for when.
Yeah. I know he is.
Yeah. I think he wants
Cause he is the top recruiter, and boy, he is doing a hell of a job. But also, we talked about RJ Hunter and Ron Hunter. He has doubled his pay. So congratulations to Georgia State coach.
How much was he making?
I can't verify.
$12.
Yeah. I can't verify.
Yeah.
Like I'm saying, did he go from like 3 to 6?
No. No one nowhere near that.
Near that, yeah, that's what I heard.
No, it wasn't nowhere near that. But
he not even at 6?
100,000?
Yeah.
Oh, well, he may be that. He may be even over a mil, but.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. I thought he, like I'm saying, he had to be making at least 600,000
prior
to this year.
He's cool. He's more on the, you know when Shaka first got his big bump? Mm-hmm. You remember when the VCU? So he's more on that range.
He's probably 800 to a million.
Yeah, but then you got the bonuses and, you know, obviously what happened with the tournament and things of that nature. His son made him the money, so he ain't doing nothing but getting it back, you know, with the shot and, you know, you move on and things of that nature. So congrats to him and the Georgia State Panthers because I think they moved up in conference anyway. So obviously they was able to
pay a little bit.
And I hear that they may do all of the Turner Field area now.
Really?
Yeah, I heard they may buy all of that up and really make Georgia State a real bona fide campus. And they got all the parking. They may build a new arena. They got a football. They won't have to rent the dome out and things of that nature. Yeah. They got a base. So they may just do that whole area.
Build a campus.
Yeah. And it's a bunch of land over there. So that's that Kasim Reeves thing.
That'd be a great move to stop competing downtown with Georgia Tech.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just think they got to, if they go get their own stadium, it has to be something a little more cozy.
Oh, yeah. Because you 10,000.
Right, you got to have where your crowd does seem like it's an event.
Yeah, the crowd has to be effective.
Like I said 8,000 to 10,000. That's a high school stadium.
But, yeah, that'll be a big move. But that's all we got on the news and notes. It's pretty much all that's going on. The NBA playoffs, we'll actually talk about that coming up here in the open discussion and who would we rather play. We got some teams moving from 2 to 7 and from 7 to 2. And it's been huge. It's amazing what happens in 1 week.
Yep.
Especially in football. So, all right, it's time to jump into the open discussion and we're going to let Ricky Henderson lead off. Know you're ready to do one of them lead off home runs. Jordan Spieth, 21-year-old master winner. Hancock, what are we to expect now from Jordan Spieth or just the golf environment, period?
Well, the Jordan Spieth had already become a front runner in most tournaments. If you look at his track record here recently, he was going into tournaments and pretty much establishing himself as one of the best players in the world right now.
Let me add to that. In 30 days, he finished second and won two, and the Masters was one. $4.1 million, it was his total earning in 30 days.
Right.
Now you can continue.
So, you know, we can see him trending in the right way, but I think we have to temper his, you know, viability as a superstar, as a dominant golf player, a golfer. I don't say golf player, as a golfer, because his game is not what golf is today. You know, golf today is a power game where you hit the ball out a mile and you're able, you know, you're hitting short irons into the green. But that's not really his game. You know, Augusta set up for him pretty good, even though it's long. But it's set up for him. He's a shot maker. He can putt. I mean, he puts the lights out of him. And he also, his irons into the green right now, he's dialed in. He's when he's putting it on the green, it's inverted range. And he can score. He's scoring. His scoring is through the roof right now. But what's getting me with this Jordan Spieth thing is it's not like we haven't seen a player come out and dominate the Masters before. We're just coming off a run for the last 15 to 20 years of one guy going into a tournament, and it was either you were taking him or you were taking the field. And that guy being Tiger Woods. It seems as though the golf world and the media are in a thirst mode. They are thirsty, man. They are so thirsty for somebody to come in and take the torch from Tiger, which they've been trying to do now for about 15 years.
Yeah.
It started with Mickelson, Ernie Els, David Duvall, you know, countless times, Vijay Singh. Mm-hmm. All these players, all these guys were supposed to be some rival for Tiger, and he turned their ass around and spanked them. Mm-hmm. He did it countless times. And really, the only thing that's really stopped Tiger has been a woman. Women in it, that woman he buried, and injuries have been the only thing to derail his career.
And he could have, I think he could have played through the injuries.
Yeah,
he
probably could have.
The woman hurt him worse.
But my thing on getting back to Spieth is we have to, you know, I'll sit here and I listen to, you know, the analysts and all these people talk about how great he is and they mention him with Tiger and whatever. But we've seen other flashes in other sports where guys will come out and they'll say, well, this guy, he's Brady-like. And, oh, wait a minute. Don't you put him in the same breath as Tom Brady. Don't you say he's Peyton Manning. Don't you? But with Jordan Spieth, he's been mentioned as the next Jack Nicklaus, Tiger Woods, Arnold Palmer. He's been put in this realm and this on this pedestal already. What's the difference? He hadn't done it. He won one major tournament. One. Tiger's won 14. 14. Okay, my point on it is the thirst again is what I'm saying. It's almost like it's so media driven to try to find somebody to take Tiger out of the limelight. If Tiger wasn't playing this week, believe me, Jordan Spieth's star wouldn't be as bright because the average golf fan tuned in to see what Tiger was going to do.
We have to figure out a way to find out how much money by Tiger playing, how much money was
generated through,
and
how much viewership went up. That's what I would be willing to see.
Viewership, the money.
Last year versus this year, viewership.
Yeah.
Hey, companies got to pay more for ads. If Tiger's playing, they have to pay more for ads to run during that show.
Exactly.
So that's how they make their money. Everybody makes money off advertisement. That's how the media and TV has worked, through advertisement. So if Tiger doesn't play this weekend, yeah, Jordan Spieth's a good story, and they try to pump it up. But who watches?
Who watches it, right? It's like that tree falling in the woods.
Why am I going to pay $1 million for a commercial slot when nobody's watching?
Nobody's watching.
If Tiger's playing, I can pay that million because I know everybody's watching.
That's my point. But, you know, golf, like now, they're still trying to find that superstar to turn away from what Tiger drives golf. And they're trying to find that next superstar. And you do try to find that in your sports. But in this, it almost seems like there's an ulterior motive when it comes to this situation. Because in golf, Tiger can play till he's 60
right,
and still be competitive.
I agree.
It's not like the NFL where when you get to that, a running back 4 years is pretty much you going on the downside. A football player's 5 years really expectancy. In golf, man, he could play, like I said, to his probably mid-50s, 60s, really be competitive still. So I just think to me, let's watch out how we really, well, not less us, but in the public. Keep your eyes open and kind of listening and read between the lines on what you hear about this Spieth. I mean, he's a good golfer, but let's temper it and let's see exactly where he goes.
Let him earn his stripes.
Who's the best golfer in the world right now? Let me ask anybody in here, who's the best golfer in the world right now?
Who's number one is what you're
who's
saying?
The best
I would say Rory.
Yeah, Rory.
Rory is the best golfer in the world. And he's right now, he's an afterthought because they're trying their best to find somebody. they talk about
Roy's
this
not American.
You got to have something, some kind of personality about you.
Rory's not American. You know, he's not from here.
That's true, too.
So they're looking for the great white hope.
D. Will said it.
Yeah. American.
Justin Rose pretty good, too.
But he don't drive. He
don't drive
it. He don't drive it.
Got a hell of a golf name.
Chicks dig the long ball.
All right, moving on. Anybody else got anything to say about the golf deal?
That was plenty enough time.
Plenty enough, yeah. Breaking on down. Well, we call him the professor.
Yeah, man. Golf expert.
Yes, sir. NCAA, Kentucky has seven players going have seven players that have declared to go into the NBA draft. Winslow and Okafor have declared for Duke. Sam Decker has declared for Wisconsin and Stanley Johnson from Arizona. Tiffany, do you see anybody that probably are making a mistake if you just take the money piece out as far as going to the NBA? You think anybody should stay and try to work on their game? Or
considering what they just did in this tournament, I think that they're all making the right decision.
Okay.
Yeah, especially Sam Decker, because, I mean, he showed out in this tournament and his stock went through the roof. And so I don't see how much higher his can go. That's like, he can only go down.
That's a good point, because Kaminsky made him, the attention on Kaminsky yes. made his outside shot, or made him the opportunities for him to hit those shots.
Exactly. So better. Next year, it probably won't be the same for him. So he
Nigel Hayes is coming back. D-Will, what you think? What you got?
Well, start off with the seven Kentucky guys. The only person I say that should not have come out is Dakari Johnson. And the only reason I say Dakari shouldn't have came out is because big guys take a longer time to adjust to the NBA game than guards. Guards come in, they got the ball in their hand, they have more opportunities to get their game off earlier. Big guys got to learn the game, they got to learn the speed of the game. They got to learn what their actual role is on the NBA court depending on where they go in the system they play into.
Right.
So for a big guy, if you're not ready to step onto the court and dominate, i.e. Jahlil Okafor, Karl Anthony Towns, these guys are ready to go contribute on the team now. Dakari Johnson, we don't know what he is. Today, he is Michael Orton that came out of Kentucky Daniel Orton yeah. that came out of Kentucky a couple years ago, who didn't start,
right,
didn't get a lot of minutes, but he was a big body. And what did that big body do? In 4 years, he fizzled out. Dakari Johnson has showed the same similar skill set to a Daniel Orton. He hadn't showed much on the offensive end. He hadn't showed much of a defensive rebounder. True enough, he hadn't got a lot of opportunities. But next year would have been his opportunity to come back. Now, Devin Booker, you can argue, where else is he going to get better? Is he going to get better at Kentucky? Or is he going to get better in the league?
That's a good point.
So, college basketball does not set you up for the NBA. That is not a stepping stone to the NBA. The games are totally different. They're not played the same. Right. They're coached different. So right. it's a lot of difference in between college and the NBA game. So if you're not, i.e. Jahlil Okafor, call Anthony Towns, ready to go in as a big and contribute, it's better for you to come back to college and go ahead and get that confidence to be ready to go to the league. Because you're going to get some big boys that's going to dominate you. They're going to take your stomach and your heart away from you.
Right.
So if you're not ready to deal with that. But everybody else, I like Sam Decker. He's smart.
Right.
Why not? Like Hans say, strike while the iron is hot. D'Angelo Russell, why not? Strike
yeah, I forgot to mention him.
Strike while the iron is hot. So Stanley Johnson, he showed flashes this year. Now, he has the size. He has the athletic ability. He has the attitude. They call him Baby LeBron. Can he develop into a bigger body? Because right now he's 6'7", 240. That's a great body. LeBron was 6'8", 240 coming into the league.
Right.
So if he's able to develop into his body, he didn't show a lot of flashes from the outside being able to put the ball on the floor and get his own shot or get to the basket. So he didn't show a lot of that, but he showed a lot of athletic ability. And in the league, if you can run, jump, and dunk, you can play. So those are the ones who really stood out to me in the most.
Cool. Slick, you got?
I just said this hurt Kentucky, man.
It did.
Crippled.
Yeah, I think Kentucky will be down for a couple of years. I mean, he's going to have some flash of talents, and he's going to get to the dance. That's just too much talent to not win it all.
Marcus Lee is coming back.
Isaiah Briscoe.
Briscoe coming in as a freshman, and they have a 7-footer coming in as well.
Little point guard coming back.
Yeah, Euless.
You're talking about Kentucky, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if they don't win the championship, them three are going to be gone. Because over there, they usually do.
Oh, they're going to lose another 5 to 6 players next year.
Three up.
So that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So he got to win a championship. To me, every year he got to try to win.
I see what you're going. He's like, if you don't win it now, when are you going to win it? Because you're going to continue to lose everybody.
Right. That's my whole point.
And every year is not going to be as stocked as this last year
was.
Class.
Right. So to me, Duke players just outplayed him. He got our coach, man. And that's what I say. I know you say that Calipari is such a great coach, and he is.
No, I told you last week he got our coach.
I just think he gets so out coaching those big games, and the other games he just wins just off pure talent. But when he run across another coach that can match him a little with talent and more brains, Calipari just fold.
Let me also mention that he lost one of his bench assistants as well. Mm. He went to St. John's with Chris Mother.
Okay. Yep.
One of his not his top one.
Ding 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 ding.
But one of his guys, he looked like the Soprano guy.
Yeah,
hey Horace. He looked like a mobster.
Exactly.
And see, this would have been fine had Kentucky won the championship.
Right.
But they didn't win.
And I understand what you're saying about that, but it's not even to me about championship. Yeah, he should win, but he won one.
Oh, see yeah, yeah, he has
so he has one. That. But the main thing he has is when he goes in people's living room, and I can't say this enough, when he go in the living room and he pull out that album, he can show you millionaires.
Right.
Millionaires.
And that's his selling card, I agree. That's,
and I'm talking about 15 to at least 15 kids that he's put out in the first round, but dating back to Memphis, to where they're millionaires. And that's a proven track record.
And they're good in the NBA. They're exactly, not also
got
someone
there. You got, I mean, players.
Yeah.
And the thing, now getting back to the ones that are leaving Kentucky, Dakari, I agree with you because I always say strike when the iron is hot. I don't think the iron is hot on him.
It's not.
And I think another year of him being there would have allowed him to show more or showcase his talents, you know, be more of a force on the team.
Right.
And I don't know if he's quite ready. Booker, I agree with you. Like we said, Booker has to go, but he's not going to get better at Kentucky. He's going to get better playing against pros in the NBA. He'll get more attention in practices and going up against whoever the first team players are in on his team.
He'll be deadly in Phoenix.
Exactly. Hey, you're a kid in college. You're a grown man in the playoffs.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I just think, you know, you have to go these other kids that have gone. When you come back to college and after you've already ascended to a level, coming back, now they're not looking to see how good you are. They're looking to see what flaws you have. You see what I'm saying? We see that in every level.
That's a hell of a good point.
Yeah.
But say that one more time to make sure the people get it.
When you come back to school, they're not looking to see how good you
are. That's after you turn down the pro.
After you turned it down, you've come back to college. Now they're looking to see what deficiencies you have, what you have to improve on.
Yeah, what you can't do.
What you can't do.
Right, so, that's why they need to get out when they can.
So you have
man.
To go. The longer you stay in college,
the more flaws you're going to
have. It's not like it was when Duncan was playing. It's not like it was when Ralph Sampson was playing. You know, it's not that way anymore.
Hey, I can give you a typical, and I guarantee everybody at the Sports Roundtable going to agree. He's coming out this year as a senior. LeBron Nash. McDonald's All-American. Yep. He was 6'7", 230 pounds coming out of high school. He was a bona fide one and done. Mm. He was supposed to be – this kid's a senior, and they have him on mock drafts barely in the second round.
That's my point.
Wow.
Because now we know what you are.
Yep.
They will pay you on potential.
Yep.
But they won't pay you when they know what you are.
Who is your poster kid?
James Michael McAdoo. If you saw him in the McDonald's All-American game
– yep.
Coming out of high school, he would have been a first-round pick. Coming out of high school, if it wasn't for that one and done at that time.
Right.
He went to North Carolina and had an okay freshman year. Mm-hmm. But if he would have come out, he'd have been a millionaire.
Yep.
Now he stayed in for his 4 years at North Carolina. Now he's a D-League bench player for the Golden State Warriors and whatever they are. So now, okay, yeah, you play a few games and ride the bench and watch and – you know, root for Steph Curry.
Couple 10-day contracts.
Yeah, but you could have had some money where you could have pulled up beside Steph Curry in your Lambo if you'd have come out. or you could have had money for generations. What I'm saying, he will never recoup the money he lost by not coming out. That's my point on it. People can say all the time about he not ready. Well, I don't know many people that's ready to go work in the warehouse making $9 an hour. But you see what I'm saying?
Hey, I know ain't nobody ready to go over the waters and hold
that's
a machine gun.
That's what I'm
gun.
Saying. So don't tell me I'm not ready to go make $3 million to play basketball. If I mess it up,
that's
I mess
on
it
me.
Up.
That's
you can't me. You can't live for me. If he go and shoot and walk around with an IV full of heroin going to the church, that's him.
Yep.
He messed it up. But you have to go when it's time to go. And these kids coming out, we talk about the 7 from Kentucky. I wish Dakari all the luck. I'm not sure. I know he's going to be a second rounder if he's picked.
No, he's going to get drafted.
Yeah. And it's
going to
be second round. Right. So, you know, he's going. Maybe he doesn't think he's going to get any better at college. Maybe we don't know his financial situation. We don't know what the mom and dad situation is.
Right.
That could be key to it. You know, you had those Grant Hill type situations at Duke. He had to worry about money. He came from a family that was okay. But you have other situations like the kid that's at Sacramento now, Ben McLemore.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
came from a destitute background.
Yes. Sleeping in cars.
Destitute.
Yeah, it was.
Wow. I mean, seriously, these are situations where they talk about the one and dones, and this is the main thing. They talk about hard. It used to be called hardship.
Hardship, yeah.
And that's what it was about. You had a hardship in life. Your whole life, you eating, you know, air sandwiches.
And sardines.
Mayonnaise sandwiches.
Yeah, you eating cereal without the milk.
Air.
Hey.
What's an air sandwich?
Air sandwich.
That's
tough. Your ass eating nothing.
That's tough eating
air
sandwiches.
You walk outside. Well, that tastes like steak.
I got an air
sandwich.
This is an air sandwich right here?
It's air sandwich right there. You wish you had some meat in there.
Yes. That's a
sandwich.
Sandwich.
So, I mean, you never know what situation these kids are facing or whatever, then that plays a lot to it. But getting back to those kids, like I said, go while you have stock. Because now that scout, when you come back, he's sitting there looking, oh, he can't go left. Mm-hmm. He can't defend. Mm-hmm. Okay? Well, I'm going to spend money on him, and I got this freshman coming in right here, and he's taking him. He's killing him.
Yeah.
And that freshman comes out, he's going to get it.
He's not as physical as I thought he was. He can't put it on the floor that well, actually. He's not as athletic as I thought he was.
Right.
He plays below the rim. But this young kid that's coming out 1 year younger that they played against in high school, I'm going to take him just because, you know what? His leg's fresher.
Exactly.
Hey, Jewel of Sports, San Antonio is on an 11-game win streak. Parker, Leonard, I mean, I can just stop right there.
Yeah.
They've gone in a week, gone from seventh to second.
Yeah.
You know, should teams be afraid of San Antonio as they got the second spot, now they got home court advantage as far as the first round and who they play. Should teams be afraid of San Antonio, in your opinion?
Yo, every team in the NBA, NFL teams need to be afraid of San Antonio. College teams, elementary school, everybody in the world need to be scared of San Antonio right now. Wow. Nobody wants to play them.
The boogeyman.
Like, for real, because, like, real talk, the way they playing right now, they can go in and sweep the first round. They can go in and sweep the second round. Like, they are balling for real. They look like the championship San Antonio Spurs. And they seriously are about to do some damage in the playoffs.
And right now, playoffs started today. Dallas will have to go to San Antonio.
Oh man, Rip! Now Dallas played their butt last year.
Yeah, Dallas will give them a series.
But that's the worst matchup for San Antonio.
It is.
I think San Antonio didn't get their stride to about middle ways of playoff last year. Mm-hmm. They're kind of going into the playoffs
with that stride,
a little hotter this year.
Yeah, so Dallas will be the team that would give them some trouble, but San Antonio is still gonna win.
Right.
Like Dallas can get a couple games, but San Antonio going to win that series without a doubt.
Mm-hmm. All right, Slate, your Memphis Bars then went from third to sixth.
Well, they was in second spot and went to sixth.
Yeah. Oh, they was okay. They were flip-flopping.
Houston.
But so
I can tell you, they could be one and done.
But why would, because Jeff Green would supposedly be.
I just think they fell apart. They, They just played poor down the stretch.
They got a lot of injuries.
They had a lot of injuries. They played poor down the stretch. But, I mean, still the playoff, like, they going to lock up the sixth seed because it don't matter what they do against Indiana tomorrow. Right. It doesn't matter. So I will rest everybody.
Memphis, to me, like I said, is the problem with them is scoring. They're going to play defense. They're going to go down in Pierce and keep you from getting out on runs or whatever. But the key is them finding enough offense to win the games. And I just don't know if they got enough. When you look at their whole team and their makeup, they got two big boys in the middle that kind of just ground you and pound you and whatever, and they score. And they just kind of stay in there to the end of the game, and then they'll lock you down and get a 3 or 4 point
shot.
Not shot, but what I'm talking about, the
lead.
Three-shot advantage or whatever is what I'm saying. Okay. Like 2 points won't tie the score. Mm-hmm. And then they'll put you in that position.
3-point possession.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So they make you have to score. They'll make you say, okay, this is a key possession. We're going to lock you down, and then we're going to score.
Exactly.
And two-possession game. That's what I'm trying to say.
Right, but
they get you in that, and then they'll have you.
They have got away from that. They trying to run and gun with teams like out the West, and it ain't their game. The only way Memphis is going to beat teams, they got, like Steve said, they got to grind it out, slow the game down. Casol got to get you 20, and Zach got to get you 20.
So they have not been establishing their tempo.
Like they did at the beginning of the season.
What we're talking
right.
about.
Right. And Green can help them, but I just think they're going to play the third seed. Is who's the third seed?
Clippers.
Okay, now see, I think they won the edge against Clippers during the series.
Clippers are playing better. They won.
But like Clippers are playing better, right. They have. So games. That's going to be a tough series for Memphis.
Yeah. Memphis, yeah, like.
Now, D. Will, you should have bet me. You the one.
Yeah, I know. I should have got that money.
You should have got it, yeah.
But they were looking good at the beginning
of the year. Because Oklahoma ain't going to be the threat. They're not the threat.
Nah, too many injuries.
It's too many injuries.
No surge, no KD.
Yeah, so Memphis and Memphis and OKC could definitely exit fast. I think the watch is going to be for Golden State, Houston. I think Portland is done. Too many injuries for them.
I don't even think Houston going to go that far.
I think Houston
and Portland playing in the first round if it ended today.
And I think
Portland can beat Houston.
Portland can beat Houston.
I'm going to take Houston in that series.
So I'm going to take Portland.
The old adage of you live by the jumper and you die by the jumper. Now, if we look at teams in the West, the two teams we're talking about, Houston and Golden State, and even to an extent San Antonio. We saw that and they shoot a lot of threes.
A lot of them.
And they've won, but still, we get that old adage, live by the jumper, die by the jumper.
Right.
Can Golden State go on a run continually throughout the playoffs and rely on those threes like that?
No.
Yes,
they can, because that's all they shoot.
I don't think so, Steve.
And I'm going to give you a contrast between the two. Memphis can't win because they can't score, because you can't win in the playoffs in the 80s. You're not winning in the playoffs in the 80s.
Right.
You can do that in the 82-game season when people take nights off. But they're not taking nights off in the playoffs.
No.
So winning in the 80s is not going to happen in the playoffs. Golden State, they shoot such a high volume.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody's not on, they guarantee
still,
got
they
somebody
break 100.
Else on. And my thing is, they're not the Atlanta Hawks where they don't have somebody who can take over the game. They got multiple people
exactly.
who can take over a game.
Yeah.
Klay Thompson can drop 26 to 33 in a quarter.
But yeah. their perimeters, though.
Right.
That's
what
I'm
they can't get you done down low.
You see, that's what I'm saying, D? And I'm asking because I don't know the answer to this question.
But they shoot. That's what they do. They shoot a high percentage. Their jumpers won't die like that.
Got a contrast for you.
Okay, D, let me say this real quick. I'm not trying to say it, but I think if Golden State is off, they're going to get beat.
Let me tell you why I disagree.
Okay, go ahead.
Because usually teams that score a lot don't play on the other end. They're the Dallas Mavericks. They try to outscore you. Golden State scores,
and they
lock you down.
Yep.
So if they're off on one night, they can still stop you.
Yep.
They can still hold you to
that's why they
80
always
to
come
90
back
points, and their
down.
Shots are going to fall eventually.
Yeah, that's why they always come
they're
back
They're
going to
go
down.
In at right. some point,
yeah.
but they
can stop you.
There's one player that they have trouble stopping. And that's old man game.
Yeah, it is.
Now, the problem with old man game and his Achilles heel is that he has two people that when they're on the court, their liability is at the free throw line.
Mm-hmm.
And Pop is going to foul them.
It's actually three because Terrence Jones
too. Yeah. But they're going to foul Dwight. You'll
yep.
see this. I mean, Dwight and Josh Smith are going to be fouled constantly in the playoffs.
Popovich did it the other
that's
night.
That's what I'm saying.
He fouled him for a whole quarter.
Right. That's what I mean. And they're going to take – that's taking the ball out of old man games.
Yep.
James Harden. So you limiting his shot selection, whatever, and you playing offense and going maybe 1-for-2 or 0. They're not getting any points.
And Golden State got a lot of bodies with a lot of fouls.
Right, that's what I mean. And see, we're going to see that. And I'm wondering what that's why I think Houston pretty much won't make it.
That's why I'm with Tim. I don't think they're a threat.
I'm going to ride with Houston hard.
That's the only problem I think.
Houston ain't going far, man.
I think that's the Achilles heel.
Mm-hmm. And I think
Balls of Jesus.
You know, yeah, exactly. Who's gonna stop all
exactly.
He's healthy.
That was my main.
So y'all saying Houston?
Yeah, but I'm, yeah, that hand.
No,
is
no,
good.
I'm just saying.
That jump shot.
Yo,
I'm just talking about situation. You know, just breaking it down as it's hard to stop Aldridge.
Yeah.
And Damian Lillard can go superstar for superstar with old man game. I'm not saying Damian Lillard. He's in the next tier of those guys.
Right.
So he's able to put up 40 in a playoff game and take over a game and win. So,
but they injured, man. That's
yeah,
what
they are.
They've lost.
Do you trust Dwight Howard?
Heck no.
But old man game has put them on his shoulders and said, let's go.
Right, but
he'll put him on.
Hey, but
right,
second
but he
to
can't
what
carry
now?
Hit them What's the that? Whole playoffs.
They went from second to what?
They still battling for second.
Five. No, they ain't fifth.
No, they ain't fifth now.
They dropped all the way
That's
to
what I'm
fifth
saying.
Place.
He can't carry them.
They don't have home place no more.
No, he ain't got it.
Yeah, they fifth. But they were about a half a game or a game out.
Yeah, all of them together.
Yeah, they all together.
Yeah, they all together.
But they went from non-home court to having to go on the road to Portland.
Right.
So that's going to be hard.
And he can't carry them
but
that whole
who's going to play? For, I mean, Batum got hurt the other night. We don't know how bad. He got hurt last night. So if he's out, because we don't know the extent of the injury, they lost Matthews for the year.
Hey, what was the series last year? 4-1? 4-2?
Yeah, because he hit that game winner.
Yeah, he hit the game winner to end the series.
I don't know if Portland is going to be healthy enough. That's what I'm worried about. They banged up.
Yeah. But there's a lot of teams banged up out there.
Absolutely. All right, the Hawks have submitted Coach Bud to be the executive of the year. Agree or disagree?
Agree. Look what he's done.
Agree.
Who else you going to pick? The general manager it's usually the general manager and president of basketball operations are the two that are usually nominated from a franchise for executive of the year.
Well, he is –
He is the VP of basketball operations. Well,
he's taking Danny Ferris' spot until
as
they
GM
resolve.
Also.
Yeah, GM also.
So he's VP, head coach, and GM. Who else you gonna nominate?
Yeah, I gotta go with Bud.
Yeah. Now Bud did a very humbling thing, recognizing that even though he was nominated, he gave all the credit to Danny Ferry and bringing him in and things of that nature. So. Yeah. That was a humbling thing, yeah. And now
they've hit the lottery with this roster. I just got to be honest with you. It fit everything about their roster fit what Bud does.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And whether Ferry saw that vision and saw these players fitting into these slots and doing, I don't know.
I can't say,
but
that.
It just sometimes things come together.
Yeah, they
and
do.
And that's what happened. Things came together.
You know why? Because every year. They're never in the conversation, but you always hear them wanting to go after the big name free agent. They cleared money for LeBron.
Sure did.
So it wasn't like they.
Well, for Chris Paul and Dwight.
Exactly. Remember, yeah, there
all
was,
them.
This was plan B.
Exactly.
Plan A didn't work.
So this is really what you call it? Spontaneous combustion.
Yeah,
it just blew up.
Right.
It just blew up because
lightning in the
bottle.
Bottom.
Yeah, because they didn't plan on this happening.
Exactly.
So to say he did a great job is he did, but really he got lucky.
Well, let me ask you this: should Bud win Executive of the Year?
No,
I think he should.
I got to go with your boy.
What team?
Cleveland.
No.
Griffin?
Yes, Cleveland. The
Griffin.
Guy who
David
did it. David
Griffin.
He's the one. All-star break. That's how you do free agents.
To me, Cleveland was dead in the water.
Dead
I told
in
y'all
the water.
At the beginning when I saw the roster constructed, I didn't see it.
But so you choose somebody who did it from all-star break on, or you choose somebody who's done it all year?
But just said that Danny Ferry deserves majority of that credit. So if Danny Ferry put together this thing, how are you going to give it to Bud just because Danny Ferry was suspended? That's like giving it to him by default.
Well, because he didn't want to coach the team, I guess.
Well, let me ask you this. This is a little bit off topic. We're still on the Hawks. Millsap's contract is coming up.
Got to sign it. I mean, bottom line.
Okay.
How much do you give it?
Four for 48.
You give him 4 for 48?
Yeah.
That's about 12.
Is there anybody is there anybody
he's not
else
take that, but that's perfect.
Yeah. Is there anybody else out on the free agent market worth saying, well, Millsap, go out there and see what you were?
He's going to get 14
and let's
anyways.
Look around to see what else might be out there to get. Is there anything out there that piques your attention? Is there a trade to be made?
Nothing.
Nothing. For who?
Nothing.
Okay, is LaMarcus Aldridge coming up for trade?
He's not
restricted,
this year.
Though.
He's
right?
restricted. Next year, he's unrestricted. After right. next season.
Well, he's restricted. Mm-hmm. So, if you could swing a deal.
I see where you're going.
If you could swing a deal.
I see where you're going.
To bring a player of that caliber in here and kind of tweak your roster by giving up two of your cornerstone, one of them. Because
they
least.
Need somebody like
whether
that.
Whether that's Al or whether that's Paul. Do you make a move like that?
They
if
need
Portland
to,
crazy enough to do it, yes.
Because the Hawks need somebody like that.
I
like
would
an
keep,
all-rich
I would have
team
to keep
around.
Al because he's younger.
Yeah, I was going to say Paul Millsap in the 30s.
Yeah, he's a little older.
Yeah.
Okay. But would you have – and I love Al's game, don't get me wrong. But if you had to package Al to get LaMarcus Aldridge, do you make that
Well,
choice?
You can't have Al and LaMarcus on the court at
That's
same time.
That's what I'm
time,
saying.
Yeah, they occupy the same space.
They do the same thing. Yeah.
Al could go to the power
Al's court. A poor man. He's a poor man's LaMarcus Aldridge now.
True.
But so Aldridge can step it out just a little bit
more. Further. Yeah. He's a little bit more consistent with that little jump shot. And then he's bigger.
Right.
He's
and he'd be playing in the East where he would whew, kill.
Yes.
Gotta face them Yukovich boys and all
he
that.
Would, but he would kill them in the East.
Yes, he would.
There's nothing in the East that would stop him. Mm.
That's something to think about.
I'm just wondering.
I also give you something to think about. We don't know who the Hawks gonna play for the A spot. But my question would be, would you rather play Indiana and get the pick from Brooklyn, or would you rather play Brooklyn and lose the pick from Brooklyn? D-Will, you go first.
To be honest with you, I would rather. That's hard.
Say that again.
You don't want to see Indiana in the playoffs.
Let me
right,
square
it
up
it
again.
For you again.
Indiana is playing probably their best basketball. Paul George has come back. Is it an emotional lift? I don't know. But if Brooklyn does not make the playoffs, the Hawks get their pick.
Right.
The Hawks just beat the hell out of Brooklyn the other night.
Right.
To get, you know, to ensure that we try to get their pick. Now, Indiana, Brooklyn fighting for the eighth spot. So now, would you rather play Indiana in the eighth spot if you the Hawks? That means you get Brooklyn's pick. Or would you rather play Brooklyn
and
in the A spot
and lose?
I'm going to
add a scenario.
They're going to play Indiana because Indiana going to beat Memphis tomorrow.
I'm going to tell you, I'm going to add this scenario for you. If Indiana wins tonight against Washington.
And they play Memphis
tomorrow.
And
they beat Memphis, they get the 7th seed and Boston drops to the 8th seed. I would much rather play Boston than Indiana in the playoffs.
Okay.
Boston has already locked up a playoff
spot. That is another scenario.
They already locked up a playoff spot, but they resting their players and they losing by 20 tonight.
Right.
So they didn't pack it in into the playoffs. So if Boston loses and Indiana wins their next two games, they go 7, Boston goes 8. I would want to see Brooklyn out of the playoffs so we can get that lottery pick.
That's right. That's what you want. Yeah.
I don't want to see Indiana because they got Paul George and I don't know what he might do. In the time he's
so you'd
back.
Rather play Boston and get the pick.
Get the pick and play Boston.
Yeah, you got to get the pick.
All right, Tiffany, what you
they
got?
They need to get that pick. So, yeah, I want
you to, regardless of who they play, it don't need to be Brooklyn.
Nah, I tell you this though. Don't. We need that pick. We need that pick.
Let me tell you this, Hard. That what Steve said was irrelevant. Because you get the pick, you're going to get two good players. Why would you ship out any of your players when you can get a draft pick that you can just keep your team intact?
It'll be a lottery pick, too.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. So
it's a lottery pick.
They're going to get a good player. So to me, why would you get rid of
Millsap? They're going to get a lottery pick and the original pick that they would get
in the 20s.
In the 20s anyway.
Right, so what I'm saying is why worry about getting rid of your horses? Well, let's just let the chips fall where they be and let's just add somebody to the mix.
But can they add somebody that can give the team what he wants.
I'm finna play virtual GM. They can. Since there's a lot of people out here, including Slick Money, who is high on Frank Kaminsky. If you're high on Frank Kaminsky, package that second late first round pick, move up in the draft to about 7 or 8, grab Kaminsky, get you an extra second round pick, and take somebody else, one of them Kentucky boys, because it's going to be a slew of them still out there.
Yeah.
Go get one of them Kentucky boys or somebody else in the second round. So now you get you a very good pick in the second round who can potentially make your roster and play. You get your player in Frank Kaminsky, who I'm not high on, but everybody thinks he will fit well in Atlanta's system. You go get him, you still get your lottery pick, and you move back and get your second decent. And now you don't have to give up nobody.
And that's what my thought was.
Well, bet you,
I'm not saying Steve ain't wrong, because I just don't think big time players want to come here. I don't know if Audrey will come here.
Okay, go ahead.
Back to the original question about what I had to leave because I had to pay a bill.
Right, yeah, we heard you. Yeah.
Hey, or we were gonna have a new sponsor. Depends. But getting back to the original question about what would I rather have,
mm-hmm.
if we can't be the eighth place team, to me, we don't belong in the playoffs.
Okay.
I agree.
And,
yeah.
And that's just where I see it. I want that draft pick. Because, like, I think Atlanta is ahead of schedule. If you ask Coach Bud right now where he realistically thought this roster would be, I can assure you he didn't think that they would be the second best record in the NBA.
Right.
He might tell you that.
Right.
But I'm sure he didn't think that.
Yeah, he'd be lying.
Yeah.
Especially if the player's standing there.
Right. And you just came out. You were the 8th seed last year.
They got a legit chance of winning a championship.
You do. And what my point on it is that you're ahead of schedule. This whole season was, there were no expectations. You know, we sat and talked about it.
Yeah.
People didn't expect them to even be, you know, but no higher than 7, 8.
Yeah, I said 6, 7 seed.
Yeah. So, I mean, for them to be the number one seed in their conference, going in, they're ahead of schedule. So you want to keep building. You got rid of your first round pick last year. He's
sure
gone.
Did.
So you got nothing out of that one.
Nope.
So
you said the same thing Tip said. I don't care who I play in the A spot. Just don't. I don't want to lose that pick.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's it. We want to keep that pick.
Yeah.
Now
we want to keep building.
Exactly. Yeah.
Where do we go from here after this? Do you go to another subject? Because me and D Will and Tiff talked about something last night. We want to share it with you.
Yeah, we going to another subject. Is it basketball related?
Yeah, it's basketball. NBA.
Okay, well, we can go ahead.
We're going to take a minute. We talked about what we saw Teague did last night.
Okay.
And the argument we had early part of the year is that when it's crunch time, who the Hawks going to have to make that superstar play? And Teague had two opportunities and missed two layups. And he put his head down. When I was looking at him walking off the court to the other end,
mm-hmm.
it's like, wow, I can't believe I did that. But the question, what I want to say is that to Dee's theory and Tiff and what we were discussing 5 or 6 weeks ago, the bright light starts Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Somebody's going to have to take that shot for the Hawks. Okay. Whether it's going to be Kyle Corbett or it's going to be Teague. I think the ball going to be in Teague's hand. To be honest, I do. Either
they
he creates the shot.
The snake.
Right. Either he going to create the shot or he going to take the shot. So I just want to ask your opinion because we talked about it last night. We said we're going to mention to you today. What did you think about that?
This is what I think. I think the Hawks offense is set up to where they have an igniter of somebody who can create, but not necessarily. You can't deem him the man until they win something that he's done. Now, I've seen Jordan. I've seen Pippen. I've seen Westbrook. I've seen Kobe. I've seen many superstars who are the man miss shots
right.
at the end of the game.
Right.
So somebody go have to shoot it. Whether it goes in or not, somebody go have to shoot. So whether he makes it or miss it doesn't, to me, determine if that person is the man or not. Because a lot of times we can go back to what's my man in Detroit, Billups,
Chauncey Billups.
Mm-hmm. He only got the name, and he didn't get the name until they won.
Started hitting the big shots,
you know.
But this is what we talked about a little bit earlier in the year, and what the person I call a run stopper,
mm-hmm.
basically being that person that you know. I can get him the ball, and he's going to either stop that run that another team is going on, or he's going to take that shot by breaking something down. Like last night, he came off a curl and got the ball. But we know Atlanta doesn't have that. Okay, so that's I mean, they go into the playoffs knowing they don't have a Michael Jordan, they don't have a LeBron James, they don't have, and so they're comfortable with that.
And that's what
which is a good thing for them. The one problem I have now is I want Teague's confidence level up. And last night, we'll know next week whether those layups he missed, if they playing in his head in those situations. Mm-hmm. You know, is it like we said, these moments.
Slick said it. He walked off the court last night with his head down.
I don't think there was any pressure on him last night.
None.
He just missed the shot.
Yeah, yeah. That's right.
Now,
say.
Coming up next, because there was nothing riding on that game last. Let's be honest.
No, it wasn't.
For the last two, the only game they've had that's really been crucial.
It was Brooklyn.
It's been Brooklyn.
Yeah.
But so they're really kind of coasting, and some of the players have really even said it, you know. And you don't want to say that because it sounds like you're making excuses.
Mm-hmm.
But now next week, like we all saying, it starts for real.
Yeah.
And we want to know is, you know, what happened last night still playing in your mind? Or was that just something you say, I missed a shot. I can move on from it. And the great ones do what? They can forget about
it.
And see, the thing is, my issue with the Hawks, and I've basically been saying it all season, it's the word we've been looking for is closer. The Hawks don't have a closer. So my thing is, when it comes crunch time, and every game in the playoffs is crunch time, and I like the way Hancock says a run stopper, because it might not be the last shot of the game.
Mm-hmm.
It might be early in the third quarter before you go down 15 points.
Exactly.
So they don't have anybody they can give the ball to and say, we're going to clear out this side, run action on the backside, go get us something. They don't have that. Now, if you can say, we just run out, and I agree with you, they run their offense. Anybody can be that person to take that shot. But who has the kahunas to take the shot? Because it gets confused in there. Do I take it? If he kicks it out to me, do I shoot it, or do I pass it up for the next best shot, which they are known for? So that can get confusion because everybody know Kyle shooting. Me and Tip was sitting there last night. They ran him off 1,000 screens.
Right.
If he's not getting it to shoot it, they're confused.
Well, this is what I say, and to the point, and I think we all agree, and we're saying the same thing, maybe in different ways. A run stop, and we've talked about this, and I said to you that the Hawks know that offensively they don't have that person. Like, I can just ask anybody, well, who going to take the last shot for San Antonio? They got 5 rings. Who going to take the last shot?
But during that run, you knew Ginobili was going to be the person to have it in his hand.
Right. Right.
But they didn't know that until they start to win championship.
But we're talking about after they've been established.
Right.
See, the Hawks are not established.
And I understand.
Which is hard. It's really unfair to put them in what you're saying.
Right.
I understand. Because it is unfair. They haven't been there.
Exactly.
But what to D. Will's point is, the reason they're there is because they have that piece still. And that's what makes them those odds-on favorites to win, because they say they know when it comes to this situation, they know where the ball going.
Yeah.
They know how it's going to go. With the Hawks, you don't know that.
And neither do they. That's, what scares me. They might
that
not.
That might be a positive.
But on the flip side, I've said this. They have more confidence in their defense than their offense. And sometimes the run stop comes on the defensive end.
You're not stopping LeBron James.
Well, we not maybe playing him right there.
I agree.
Because at that time,
you're not stopping Steph Curry.
Well, I understand. But they've beaten Steph. They've beaten LeBron. So, I mean.
Regular season.
I understand. But at the same time, I'm just telling you what we can prove. We can prove that they beat them.
Oh, yeah.
We can prove that. We can prove that Damari Carroll.
The Knicks beat the Hawks last night.
Yeah, we can prove that. And we can prove that it probably wasn't that riding on it. But to the point of, you know, we talk in general senses. If Damari Carroll gets a steal, blocks a shot, did this to stop a run, isn't that stopping a run?
It is.
If you I mean, it because
that's
can't
that's
always,
halting. But if you don't go back and score, it's not stopping it.
But you stopping them from scoring. But you saying stopping the run? What if they scored 5 straight?
Who
the other team?
You're playing. Okay,
and we get 2 straight stops. The run is over.
Yeah, but
No, it's not. In the NBA. No, it's not.
We
just
got to convert.
You got to convert.
I understand. But what if that leads to us doing what we need to do?
That's all part of it.
What I'm saying is that it can start on this end, too, just as well as that. And my point is, they believe more in their defense than probably their offense.
Well, that's going to be a detriment to them in the playoffs.
It sure the heck is.
That ain't going to win.
Well, the one good thing is that there are, to me, three teams at the most that the Hawks should say, well, we really got to pick it up to play. And to me, that's Toronto has been their nemesis. We know Cleveland is going to be tough for them. And I still think Chicago is going to be a beast in that playoff.
If D-Rose keep playing.
And that's what I'm saying. With those three. Now, they probably won't play all three because they're not going to line up in the playoffs. They won't play all three. Yeah, so now you just have to say, I got to beat the teams that I know I'm supposed to beat. And then when I come to that dog, we got to pick it up and play.
Who got the four?
Who's got the four seed right now?
Is that Toronto?
Toronto.
See, that was just one you just named that they don't want
to
see.
Exactly. So three teams.
Well, that's if they beat Chicago, right? That's because four and five is Chicago. No, Washington. Oh yeah, that's
Toronto. I see that thing beat Washington. Yeah, beat, the teams. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I see Toronto has beat them and they've owned them this year.
Yes,
the
Hawks. Have.
So to me, they even though they've beaten Cleveland. Cleveland is a different animal right now. And they did beat them one time while they've been as presently constructed, mm-hmm. which is a good thing. And then we go back to Chicago. Chicago is a wild card because you know they're going to play defense, and then it just depends on if their offense is clicking enough for them to win.
Right.
You know, so
we don't know enough about Chicago. That's the scary part.
Anybody knows.
Exactly. That's the scary part.
So to me, those
they don't even know because they ain't all been healthy.
Exactly. Well, they had 20 games on
but
the court.
Right. One thing you want is that that those three teams, out of one of them you play, they're coming off a series where they had to really play. Mm-hmm. And they come into the series, and you hope the Hawks can go 4-1, 4-0, and get ready for them.
Better.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? That's what a lot of people don't understand. It's about matchups. You know, somebody could match up good against LeBron then.
Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Oh, they can lose before they get
exactly.
there.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I mean.
Because they don't want to see a Chicago.
Right. So as much as people say about inexperience, you only have one person on Cleveland that's got experience besides the bench player and Mike Miller and a couple of others. But James we're talking about actual players.
Players.
Yeah, contributors.
They don't have playoff experience.
None.
You see what I'm saying? So, yep. I mean, you know.
But they
knows?
Do got the king.
They got the king. But the king had three against San Antonio last year, and they playing the same style as the Hawks.
They know how to play.
Which is a good thing. Mm-hmm. That shows you that when you play team ball against a superstar or a superstar and a half.
So here's what we're basically saying. Can Jeff Teague beat Tony Parker?
Exactly.
Can Al Horford beat Tim Duncan?
It's similar to Tim Duncan.
And can Damari Carroll or Paul Millsap be that third score?
Right. Or either get that bench scoring that they've been getting from Mike Scott.
Schroeder. Schroeder.
Ken Schroeder. See, they
got
some pieces.
You got to pronounce his name right, Schroeder.
What is his name, Schroeder? I call him Schroeder.
That's the
he got mad. He got mad one time
did
in the interview. Yeah.
Don't tell him to slap me then. Hell, I'm right here.
It's what makes these playoffs have so much anticipation because there's this unknown. Mm-hmm. This thing, we don't know how good these teams are. We don't know what the Hawks are going to do.
Or who's going to be on and off.
But if you tell me you got a 60-win team, they've beaten, I think they're
everybody.
They've beaten everybody.
Yeah.
So, hey, let's get it on.
Yeah, cool. I'm with it.
And we ought to do something.
Sorry.
We ought to do something with
Indiana down to 59-61 with 10 left in the fourth. And Rodney Stuckey just tried to raise on Serapis.
Yeah, I see that. Oof. All right, baseball season, and I'm a big baseball fan. Many people may not be. The Braves have done the unthinkable. They've traded away half the team, Jason Heyward, Justin Upton, Evan Gattis, Melvin Upton, and their closer, Craig Kimbrell.
How you going to leave out Dan Ugla?
No, they didn't trade him. Actually, Dan Ugla is playing
very
Washington.
Well. He's playing decent.
He's still striking out, but they just don't have no more players.
Yeah.
So when all these trades were made, obviously the expectation for the Braves and the fan base went, what the hell? So it looks as if Coach Bud is making all the moves for the Braves. I mean, because it just looks like the Braves are doing the Kansas City Royal. Basically, just give me a bunch of draft picks, give me some decent players, and I'll coach them up or whatever the case may be. The Braves have started out 6-1.
It's too early, brother.
Say it.
What does they Water do?
Six is 11.
They got 100 and some games.
Well, we know they're going to win 60 and they're going to lose 60.
Well, this
the other 60 in between right. is what they're going to do.
But with. That's 2 minute damn.
But this
game.
Is what we have to do. Until that time comes, enjoy the moment.
Hey, that's an Atlanta fan right there, boy.
I mean, if you 6-1, you 6-1.
You got to live in the moment. But you are what your record is.
I mean, we can't predict. Listen, as much as we want to predict the future.
Oh, we got to. That's our job.
All right. And we said the Hawks were going to finish what?
I didn't say that.
I said 6 or 7.
You said what? Men.
6 or 7.
And you said what?
I said 3.
And I'm going to tell you now, the Braves ain't going to do it all.
Yeah, me and Hancock was
he
on
the. You said three or four.
Three or four.
Yeah, I said 6 or 7.
Yeah. You said.
I was in the 3-4 range.
Okay, yeah. I thought you said higher, like.
I didn't
two,
say they
three.
Were going to be one.
Okay.
Can I say higher instead of lower? Can I say higher instead of lower?
Okay, so now, our prediction obviously were way off.
Steve, tell me to leave baseball alone. It's 153 games
left. Yeah, it don't matter.
Now, I understand where you're coming
from. So hold on. So now, since we're going to leave baseball alone, let me tell you a quick story. Since Slick wants to leave baseball alone.
That's a long time,
but hold on, before you go back, talk about that Kimbrel trade.
Yeah.
Say something about that because, like I told you,
Kimbrel makes $11 million a year to basically come in for 9 pitches at minimum to shut everybody down.
27 at most. He ain't told more than that.
Yeah. So you say, well, why would you trade the best closer over the last 4 years and leave us hanging? Well, my thought is closer come down a dozen. If I can go and stretch and get my arm right, hell, I think I can close.
You got to throw one pitch.
You know?
I told Harris, if you ain't going to win the championship with him, what they ain't keeping it for?
And to Slick's point, if you go only save 40 games out of the 62 that we going to win.
That's right.
It don't make sense.
Then it ain't going to make sense.
And what was the caveat? You got rid of a bad contract.
A super bad contract.
You got rid of Upton.
So that's the equivalent. Well, no, you got rid of B.J. Upton. Well,
Upton.
So it's the equivalent to Joe Johnson and Upton.
Exactly. So you got him out of here. You got rid of
Joe Johnson. Wasn't bad as Upton now, y'all.
The contract. Well,
the contract. Okay, I was going
to
say.
No, we talking about the contract.
I mean, don't do Joe like that.
No. We talking about the contract.
B.J. was must-see TV.
Yes, he was.
Strike out everything.
The Braves are playing with house money right now.
Slick, let me tell you this story.
Tell me the story.
I'm the biggest Braves fan.
I believe it.
Ever, probably. Slick made a bet. This is when the Braves was in the West. This is how long ago it was.
That's right. That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Slick makes a bet that the Braves won't win their division. And he didn't care who. It was the Braves or nothing. If the Braves win, he lose. If anybody else win other than Braves, he win. Guess who won?
Braves?
Yeah.
Yes, they did. I want to take that.
So
Braves are the field, I'll take the field.
You remember that bet I made you with the Braves when they won 19 straight games?
Yeah.
And they got to the last one. I told them they were going to win the next 20. They won 19. And then Slick was like, get my money. I still ain't paid.
Yeah, I had change jangling in the pockets. I had changed.
But you remember that.
It was a long season then.
It was. You're right. But hard. They don't have them type players.
Kansas City Royals didn't either. And they went to the World Series.
We're talking about the Braves, though.
I understand.
But I'll give you a reference, don't it?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, D-Wheel, baseball is funner than basketball and football.
Oh, yeah.
Baseball is just too long.
Too long.
And you Harris, when you go 6-1. You can't say we're 153 games left.
I never said that. I just say they 6. I'm just spitting the facts.
Okay. And I know you're a facts guy.
I never say they're going to win the World Series. I never say they're going to win the division. I never say they even going to be good. I just say the Braves are 6-1.
The new stadium comes.
That's all I said.
The great thing about the Braves is there are no expectations.
Right. And that's how it was with the Hawks.
Exactly. No expectations.
I'm excited for you.
But they ain't finna do what the Hawks did.
That's what I'm saying too.
You never know with baseball, though. I mean, seriously, because we look at the Oakland A's, and they they bring up players that you never hear from or never heard of, and they ended up going in.
Florida do it all the time. The Marlins did. They won two championships
exactly,
out there.
They do it.
You're right.
It's about getting good pitching and
timely. Right time.
San Francisco won.
3 out of 5.
Can you name the closer of the San Francisco Giants from last year?
That dude with the beard?
Mm-mm. He been gone 3 years.
Yeah, he was gone. Yeah.
Brian Wilson, it wasn't him.
He been gone.
Can you even name it for in 2012?
I don't want to name.
Case closed. So my whole point to it is.
San Fran got championship.
But he is a Braves fan. You ain't no San Fran fan.
I like San Fran. I like San Fran.
Oh, Lord. Well, damn, Slick. I tried to say that. I can't
even.
D-Will.
You gave up on yourself.
Hold on. D-Will. Back now. Put the ball back in my court.
I don't know,
I really don't care who plays for who. You just want to win a championship, and that's what San Francisco is doing. But all I'm saying is that the moves that Braves have made, you know, it's in their favor right now because they win it. But baseball is just hard to stay consistent like that. It's just too many games.
Everybody going to do it like it did it last season when I said it. Baseball is not a sport. It's a game.
Now, I love baseball, too. I just think it's too long. I don't think you go 6-1. And so, oh, grandmama.
Hey,
let me get
ask
it
you
in.
A question. Have you ever been
Let's
tired?
Go shopping, grandmama.
Have you ever been tired after a baseball game?
Is that what I said?
No, I'm talking about me.
I understand.
I'm not going to say the Braves 6-1. I want to take Tiffany to Cheesecake Factory now. Now, when it gets to 45-10, we can go to Cheesecake Factory.
We have to report the facts.
How you? There is no facts the first 2 weeks or first week.
Hey.
Steve, is that facts with 153 games to go?
Nah, I'm sorry. That's not facts.
It's not.
So, I never said.
It's too long.
For the baseball fan, they want to know the records. Thank and that's facts.
Okay.
That's a fact.
But Harvard made it seem like they're going to be Hawks. I'm telling you what I know, Harvard. I love you like a brother. Listen to me. Look at me. Don't turn your head.
Don't get me to go.
Don't turn your head, though.
Don't get me
to
go.
I need you to look me face to face when I say this.
You didn't pick Duke because you figured.
That's right.
And I told you, listen to me.
You did say that.
And I told you why
they
were going
to win. Now, don't throw my face. I told you why Ohio State was going
to win.
I told you why Ohio State was going to win. Y'all thought I was a coward.
You talked to him about that.
Duke good.
Talk to him about that.
Ohio State, who gives a damn?
See?
Thank you.
That's how I feel about the Braves. Who gives a damn?
Okay, moving right
But I
on.
Know that's Harvard's team. I'm just giving them a hard time. But that's impressive what they're doing. It really is.
It's not impressive yet.
Well, it's 6-1
hey,
out of 7 games.
We didn't expect this.
He's right.
Like, that's all I'm saying.
And I think they're playing with house
what
money.
What it has done is temper all that talk about, well, you got rid of your best player.
Yeah.
In Kimbrel. And what was the method behind this? Now we see. The method was to clear BJ out of here. Mm-hmm. Well, what's his name, Herman or whatever?
He said Herman, Melvin. It was a Melvin Upton trade that happened to put your best player in the trade,
and
you
restocked your farm system.
You restocked it.
So
that's the big thing.
You restock your farm system to make your ball club better, and you can also, if you start piling up picks, you can go out and get players that you need by going getting somebody at your farm system that might not come up. Because you got quality players in place.
Bingo. Okay. And
but
then
that's a key. The Braves used to have one of the best farm systems as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Them and the Yankees. They used to have,
but
the Yankees mortgaged all theirs for those championships.
Hey, all I can say, Steve, that was a great point.
Okay.
HM3, all I can say is that the team is moving to Cobb County when it over 16 or 17.
2017.
Y'all have something to look forward to. Because y'all got new uniforms. Y'all looking good.
Oh, yeah, you're going to be up.
We don't
are you a
have
Cobb,
no
are you
damn
a,
new uniform.
Are you a Cobb Braves?
Marietta Braves.
No, I'm just a Braves
I thought they were Cobb County Braves.
Marietta.
I'm Marietta Braves.
Yeah, Marietta Braves. That's what it's going to be.
I've been a Brave fan since
I've been
They're
going to
be the
Marietta
Braves.
Harlan loved the Braves.
No,
they're going to be playing
They better not be called it.
Play what, the Marietta Braves?
No, I was going to say they better not call it
the
Marietta Braves.
I like the Marietta Braves.
Like Marietta Braves?
No, stop. They ain't nobody go.
I saw it's going to be the Galleria Braves.
They ain't in Atlanta no more.
The Galleria Braves.
That's Metro Atlanta, so it's still considered Atlanta. But it's Metro Atlanta.
Metropolitan Braves.
The Metro.
You
gonna be the 285 Braves.
I was just about to say that.
I live in Fulton County, y'all.
Right, but who knows what Fulton County is if you're talking to out of town?
I don't know.
That's my point.
I live in Fairburn. I don't live in Atlanta.
Well, exactly. Fulton County stresses a lot of places.
Yeah.
Well,
and you
know
what? You say.
Nobody gonna make it to the game to the fifth inning.
That's true.
Hey, and ain't none of us going to the game? No way.
I don't like going. I used to work.
No, nah, I wasn't talking about the panel.
I know you talking.
No, we're going to some games.
No, I'm saying us as a panel going. Oh. But I'm talking about us as a people. Like.
It's a few ideas sprinkle.
And they on the force.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, you
but
right.
Y'all out of time. Hey, let's go ahead and get into this end of the year awards. We'll go around the room real quick.
Let's do it.
Jump off in these awards and you tell us your rookie of the year, sixth man of the year, defensive player of the year, coach of the year, most improved, and MVP.
All right.
We'll start out with D. Will first.
Let's go deep.
First right. off, what we got?
Rookie of the year.
Andrew Wiggins.
All right.
Young cat came in and did his thing.
Did his thing. Yeah.
And I can say that the draft class that of this past year with Jabari Parker tearing his ACL and you can't, the kid from the Lakers breaking his leg, it kind of skewed the field a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
I agree.
Sixth man of the year. Lou Williams been doing his thing. But honestly, I'm going with Nikola Mirotic from the Chicago Bulls.
Not a bad choice.
That rookie came in, and he shows he has moxie. He's a seven-footer that can shoot the ball, but he's not a normal European seven-footer who don't want to be touched. He'll throw some hands with you. So that's my sixth man of the year because he really helped the Bulls with Derrick Rose and all those injuries and Taj Gibbs. Yeah. He kept them afloat. He kept them afloat.
Defensive player of the year.
Go on. Draymond Green, Lockdown City.
You can absolutely.
Hey, you can put him on 1 through 4. Got to be him.
Got him. Coach of the year?
Bud.
Coach Bud. Bud
ball. Baby. Bud
yes,
ball.
Sir. Most improved.
Most improved. Hey. I'm going to go with Hassan Whiteside. This cat has been in the NBA for 4 years. He's been to 6 countries in his 4-year NBA career, so he's been in and out of the league. And this year, he's come out of nowhere to average double figures in points, double figures in rebounds with a triple-double in this season.
Good pick.
All right. Who your MVP?
Chef Curry with the pot, man. And I understand somebody going to pick James Harden, and he's had a great year. But you can't knock Steph for what he's done because he's on the best team. That used to win you the award. Now it looks like it's a knock against him because he's the best player on the best team. Well, they would have won 45 games if he would have missed 42 of those because they're so good. But I'm going with Steph Curry.
All right. June, what you got, baby? Rookie of the year.
I had Wiggins as well. I mean, out of his draft class, he's the one that is doing his thing. I mean, how can you not pick him?
All right, sixth man.
Sixth man, I got Lou Williams and Isaiah Thomas. Isaiah Thomas, he's been balling, yo. Like that little dude that little dude right there can hoop. Yeah. So yeah, he's my sixth man for sure.
Yeah, Phoenix and Boston.
What I'm saying. He's been carrying Boston
into the playoffs.
Yes, he's the one that got them into the playoffs. Yeah. They're the main reason that they're in the playoffs right now is because of him.
Mayweather picked him too because he bought him a Bentley.
Nice.
Y'all didn't hear about that?
Oh, yeah, we did. That's his boy. Yeah. Oh, he's trying to go to the fight, too. But it depends on when their games line up.
Yeah. All right, who you got? Defensive player? Yeah.
I'm actually going with DeAndre Jordan because of the league in block shots. He alters everybody's shot. They come in the lane.
I take that
crazy
back.
Crazy rebounding. Like, DeAndre Jordan, yo. Like
DeAndre Jordan's my pick.
Yo.
Thank you, Tiff.
You got
I'm
you
piggybacking.
Okay.
DeAndre Jordan. Good
yeah, pick. He's a beast.
That's a great pick.
And that, is that why she's single? Because she knows sports?
No.
Oh. The guy did leave, right, when you went to the bathroom,
she's
right?
She's single because they stupid.
Oh, okay. Basically. Because she made D. Will change his pick, Steve. That's impressive.
That's impressive.
My mind. That's impressive. Yeah, it is.
Sentence.
And then she named 2 other players that you didn't name.
Kill me.
Yeah.
She had a haircut pulled out of pom pom.
So
he did.
He was like, that's a
good pick. How could you date somebody like that?
Because, boy.
That's impressive.
Hey, sweatpants.
Kid Cam.
Kid Cam. Go ahead, Coach of the Year.
Coach Bud, of course, because I mean, like the beginning of the season, the Atlanta Hawks were actually talking about trading players. And then all of a sudden, they go on this tear and that talk shut down because, I mean, he coaching them and they calling them the Spurs of the East. So, yeah. I mean, coach
Bud
of the
ball.
Year for sure.
Football.
And most improved?
Most improved, Jimmy Butler, because in Chicago, when Derrick Rose was out, Jimmy Butler was carrying that team.
He was an all-star this year.
Yes, he made the all-star team for the first time. Like, that dude balled out of control when the Bulls needed him the most.
Gotcha. 21 points a game.
Most improved, for sure.
MVP?
D was looking at my paper. Steph Curry, because, like, Steph Curry is leading the league. He's not leading the league. He is in the top 10 in like six of the categories. Ooh. I'm talking scoring, free throws, three pointers, assists, steals, and he is a 40th in minutes played. He only averages 32.8 minutes a game. Ooh. So he ain't even playing that many minutes, and he's killing it like that. And his team, he is on the best team in the league right now. So I really think it should go to Steph, because honestly, if he wasn't playing, I don't think Golden State would win as many games as they do. Because, I mean, with his handles and the way he gets the ball to his teammates, I mean, he does everything for them. Okay. And if he wasn't there, they wouldn't be winning like that.
All right, good deal.
That's impressive. All right,
Hancock.
Impressive.
Hold on.
Oh, wow. Damn. Right, change the beat.
It is.
All right, what you got, rookie of the year?
Wiggins, baby. Wiggins with Mirotić being a close second.
All right.
I love his game.
Six man,
I went with Lou Williams. Tiff. you almost made me change my pick.
That Isaiah Thomas is a good pick, man.
Isaiah the second coming. Yeah,
the second
defensive
coming.
Player.
Defensive player of the year. She made me change my pick all back again. The only reason I'm going to stay with Draymond is because Draymond is probably a legit 6'5", 6'6".
Yeah, he's not 6'7".
He guards with everything he has.
1-4.
And I love when he talk mess. He don't back down. And I think you need that. As your defensive man, your man on your – he is that. You know, what Steph is as an offensive player, he is as the heart and soul defensive player that they take.
Coach of the year,
I go with Coach Bud. Started off with a little shaky. I can remember when he first got hired. He talked about
that man drinking. Yeah. So,
he looked like an alcoholic.
You know, if I see you, Coach Bud, I buy you one.
Most improved.
Most improved. Tip now on the same wavelength. I like Jimmy Butler. His game has ascended to a different level.
Yes, it has.
From to me, being a marginal NBA player, good defensive player, but becoming more all around, doing the things he's done this year, I got to go with Jimmy Butler.
And MVP.
Without a doubt, to me, it's Steph Curry. I mean, you can watch when he's playing. Their team, besides on defense with Draymond, but they go as Steph goes. Mm-hmm. And we talk about handles, and I think what makes his handles better than they actually are is that you're on your heels, but then you're kind of like in a quandary. Like, okay,
yeah,
I can't lay off because he's wet from half court.
You know what it is? A yo-yo.
Yeah, yeah. He's wet.
He got you on a string.
His jump shot is so dangerous that when he pulls it, when he crosses the timeline, you're like, I got to defend it.
Yeah.
So he has enough handles to go either way, left or right. His left hand is as good as his right hand. He makes passes from all angles. You know, I watched the game last night. He just setting people up. And you'll see defenders in the lane waiting, saying, okay, what do I do?
Yeah, they don't know what to do.
And he's just going to lay the ball up beside them. They don't even move. they're frozen.
Yeah, yep.
That's so
he's
true.
He's freezing people. And the way he runs that team, he has the ball in his hand, and he knows when to go, he knows when to hold, and he shoots a great percentage. That's the thing about it. As a point guard, he takes a lot of shots, but his percentage is 48-50%.
Yeah, he shoots a very
sometimes,
high percentage.
I mean, and they're from three. Mm-hmm. You know, threes like layups.
Layups.
Yeah.
So, to me, right now he's MVP.
Chef Curry with the pot, baby. Yeah.
All right, we got an update. Boston beats Toronto 95-93. And in the fourth quarter, 2:46 left. Indiana's up on Washington 76-75.
Interesting.
That's a big win by Boston.
It really is.
Because they were down 20.
So your scenario really comes into play.
Yeah. Really comes into play now.
Ooh. My man. Yeah, that does come. All right, Slick Miner, what you got? You need something different?
Yeah, you can switch it to my New Orleans boys.
My down for my boys.
Yeah, let's do some New Orleans stuff. let the beat come in hard first when I start. Because I'm a little different from some of y'all.
That's correct.
Slick, we knew that when we said it.
But you made you, no, no. You, baby, he made it seem like I was special though. That short boy. That sound like a short boy joke there on the slide.
That's my dog.
Y'all, that short bus slip.
Buttermilk. I'm on buttermilk bus. All
right, what you got for Rookie of the Year?
I'm going with the 76ers. No whale, baby. All right. No whale. Nolan.
All right, what you got for six man?
I'm going with the boy from Chicago / Dennis for the Hawks, but I'm going to go with the boy of the Bulls. He's
Jimmy Butler.
No. The boy he said. From big name.
Nikola Mirotic.
Yeah, the bearded guy, right? Yes, yeah. White bearded guy.
Okay. Defensive player.
Green.
Draymond.
I'm going with him.
Most improved.
I'm going with Jimmy Butler. I missed. You skipped coach, didn't you?
Oh, I'm sorry. Coach of the year.
Bud Light.
Steve Kerr don't get no love?
Not on this time.
What?
He inherited that team. No.
That's Mark Jackson's team.
Mark Jackson put that team together.
Saw that when Steph Curry was going behind his back. He hollered, no. Let me just sit down.
Let me sit down and shut up.
Steph do what he do.
All right,
it's so automatic.
Yeah. I'm going with the bearded man from Houston, Texas. His name is James Harden. Played with less talent. Been consistent from day one, all the way to the finish. I'm taking Houston to go far in the playoffs. I'm telling you, Harden is the man. He is the LeBron James / Michael Jordan Kobe of this year with less talent.
Less talent, all right.
And when he do win it, y'all shoot me a text.
Hey, they got good talent in Houston, man.
Not like they do in Golden State. Big man ain't played the whole season, half a season.
Yeah, okay, I'll give you injuries.
And then Josh has been crazy.
Well, they
he on the bus, though, ain't he?
Yeah, he's on the bus, but they don't have the players like the Golden State Warriors do.
True.
That's all I'm saying. But I'm not going to argue
it's
to
so
you.
Big. It's so big.
Yeah, so I'm going with Harden, and I just want to, when he wins it, y'all just give Slick Money some love.
All right. Rookie of the Year, of course, I'm going with Wiggins. Sixth man, I'm going with Lou Williams, Defensive Player of the Year, Draymond Green, and I'm only doing Draymond because of his leadership. He don't come out the game in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
DeAndre Jordan may come out the game because he don't shoot free throws well. So Draymond leadership ability, he basically just took over in the huddle and takes over in the huddle.
Yeah.
Coach of the Year, of course, we're going with Coach Bud. Most improved, Jimmy Butler. And, you know, last week I watched Steph Curry. And this is what impressed me. Everybody else had an off game. And to your point, live by the jumper, die by the jumper. Klay was off.
Draymond was off.
They didn't have anything going other than Steph. And to me, whether they have the best team or not, whether it was inherited, or whether they got all-stars and things of that nature, I understand Harden was on the less, you know, a less talented team. And they team and failed, you know, to fifth or whatever. But Steph Curry, it's a lot of things that he does that goes so unnoticed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about defensively. Mm-hmm. And see, these are some of the things that I was talking about. He made a defensive play, making a steal. He was just in the passing lane. He makes other plays by getting easy layups when you think that there's no way. The only flaw that in his game is that he may turn the ball over just a little bit. But when you win 65 games, who really cares?
Right.
I mean,
one more key thing that I know you love about him is his selflessness.
Oh yeah.
If you watched the game last night, you know there are a lot of shots he can take a shot at any time. But he knew Klay was on.
Yep, and he kept getting the ball.
And I think that endears you to your teammates.
Yeah,
even though you're the top dude.
It's very easy. Steph Curry could very easily lead the league in scoring.
Without a doubt.
Heck yeah.
And he averages about 22 points a game. And Tip gave us the stats. He's top 10 in steals. He's top 10 in scores. He's top 10 in assists. But when you look at him,
What was his knock last year? He don't play defense.
Yeah, that's what they kept saying. He never played defense.
He's top 10 in steals.
Yeah.
He's not somebody who's fixing to sit down in front of you and lock you up. But he plays the passing lanes.
Right. Yeah.
But defense is more than steals.
It's being in position.
Being in position.
Staying on that string.
Exactly. It's getting your hands on balls. It's getting hands on balls. And so yeah, I agree, man. Steph is the man.
Yeah, it, you know, because you watch it and you look and you know, and my thing is, I mean, I just think he's going to win it because he's just it's that time.
And what does he do better than James Harden? He makes everybody around him better.
Exactly.
You know? Everybody.
Now, coming out, this is one question for everybody. Coming out of Davidson, can anybody legitimately sit here and say
this gonna be
that
quick.
They thought him to be an MVP caliber player coming out of college?
I questioned his NBA talent. Period. I didn't think he was big enough.
I don't think anybody can say they would legitimately say he was going to contend for an MVP.
We knew he could shoot.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that. We knew he could shoot. I knew he could shoot.
There was even question about him being a legitimate point guard.
Point guard. Right, yeah. Did it. I said he couldn't get by people. I said he was too small. And I said he was not going to be physical enough. Put my ass out there.
You could say the same thing for Harden, too.
Yeah, but I mean, coming out of the tournament, Steph was a star.
Yeah, he was.
But we didn't know if he was big. We knew Harden was big enough.
Yeah, we knew he had
to make it in the league. That's all I'm saying.
But you didn't know he was going to be MVP candidate too. That's what I'm saying.
Right, but I'm saying we knew he was at least going to be in the league for years.
Yeah.
Steph, looking at saying, I don't even know if he can make it in the league in a couple
exactly.
years.
Exactly. I questioned that.
OKC messed up getting rid of Green and Harden.
I said that. Yeah, I agree with
that. They would have won a championship now.
And, you know, they asked him about that, and I know you need to move on. But the question was posed to him on – you know, how does he feel about, you know, he's been to the NBA Finals and playing with Oklahoma City and all that now. You know, now being the leader of this team, and he was like, I can't really comment on how I felt back at Oklahoma City because my mentality was to be the best six man I could be. Mm-hmm. So I didn't think about being at this level
right
now, which says a lot because that lets you know they had something special in Oklahoma City. He was good then, but he didn't care about being the lead dog.
Right.
He just wanted to win.
But, boy, he made plays in that fourth quarter.
Exactly. Because he knew his role.
God,
his role was, okay, you take us over the hump in the fourth quarter.
They'll put the ball in his hand.
Exactly.
And let Westbrook and Durant spot up and do their thing.
Right.
So it was amazing.
Until the finals.
Yeah.
He didn't have a good finals.
That's what we're talking about these inexperienced players we got coming up.
And that might happen to Stephon Curry, too.
It could.
That's his name, Stephon?
Stephon.
Yeah.
Stephon?
Yeah.
The thing is, he still got Clay out there stroking it.
Yeah, absolutely, which gives them more talent. Houston just don't have that.
One thing about it, they've made runs in the playoff. They got some playoff experience. See,
Dwight's been there.
I'm talking about a good thing about Golden State.
Yeah.
They've been in the playoffs.
Last year was they
and, you know what? The last
2 years. Everything, we talk about like Kyrie hadn't been there.
Never. I'm going to tell you something. Everything y'all said was correct. I just hate that they did that brother like that, man. That's my knock on Golden State. That was just totally racist.
It's hard when you win that many games and get a team that far.
That many years in a row.
That's real. Go do your thing, Tim. Do your thing.
Tim, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, we're finna jump into this Sports 101 with the Jewel of Sports.
Yep, yep. Welcome to Sports 101. This week's edition of Sports 101 is on the perks of being a professional athlete. And tonight's Sports 101 is sponsored by the Big Easy Grill, where you can get the best kept secret in New Orleans style food.
Yes.
And it is the best kept secret.
Absolutely.
But them crab claws off the chain. Shout out to the crab claws. Yeah. All right. So you all know some of the obvious perks of being a professional athlete. You already know they make thousands and millions of dollars to play their sport. But did you also know that there's such thing that they get called per diem money? Yeah, let me tell you a little bit about that. For example, NBA players, they get per diem money at the beginning of each road trip. Each player is given an envelope of per diem money. For example, if the team is going on a 5-day road trip, each player's envelope is basically filled with $635. Of course, the average salary for an NBA player is $5.5 million a year, so it's not like they really need some extra money, but they actually get extra money. So go figure. I mean, I never would have guessed that. So NBA, basically, they get $127 daily. An NHL player gets $103 daily per diem money. A Major League Baseball player gets $100.50 daily. NFL player, first-year players get $925 weekly from training camp until 1 week before the first regular season game starts. And veterans get $1,700 per week. So, I mean, do they really need extra money? Like, really?
What I'm trying to figure, so I got to figure out what is considered a veteran if you get, because this a week.
Yeah.
Like, from the beginning, you go get this per week.
Right.
And so, and then after training camp, then when you go, as soon as you leave your home to go to the game,
yeah,
the money starts again.
Yeah.
But they get
on top of your salary.
Yes,
though.
On top of your salary.
Can I tell y'all a real quick story? My brother.
You gotta ask Tiffany.
I'm sorry, Tiffany. My brother dabbled in the league, right?
Okay.
He would call up. I'm just waiting on that per diem money.
See, really?
No joke. I right hand to the door.
See,
he like, man, I'm just waiting on that per diem money.
See, look at that.
Because I know I'm finna get that little extra. But that's a necklace. That's a watch. That's right. Party. That's why they don't spend their money, because they right. Spend that.
Because they get that. Man, now it makes
save
sense.
Save them up. Hey, I'm gonna get all these per diem checks. I ain't gonna spend none of my per diem checks. You got 15 racks at the end.
You
of the
sure
year.
The heck do. Like, they need the extra money though.
They fly first class.
They get private jets.
5-star, 7-star hotel.
Yeah.
And you go walk in there and give me an envelope.
$635 in it.
And it's a five-day road trip.
Yeah.
I got $600 for 5 days. But now, if I blow my $600, I got $5 million in the bank
in the bank
on this card.
That I'm not even touching right now.
And
come
don't,
on.
Don't forget that other perk.
You stupid. Go ahead, Tiffany.
But yeah, I just want to give y'all some of the.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I want to let y'all know what per diem money is all about in Sports 101. So shout out to all the athletes, because y'all are making money on top of money, because y'all really don't need that per diem money.
Send me your per diem.
Seriously.
Anyway. Now, they had a story out where some of the players, NBA players, tell you what they do with their money. Some of them give them to trainers.
Oh, yeah.
For extra
oh, yeah.
treatment. Some of them, you know, send them to family members, and some actually just give them to the less paid rookies.
Hey, the trainers are balling. Don't let it.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah.
So. That's why they work so hard.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's why they follow them to the table and take them clothes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So is that it on that?
But that's a wrap on your Sports 101, the perks of being a pro athlete edition.
She's awesome.
Yeah,
she hot tonight, y'all. She making us change answers. She telling us stuff we don't know.
Yeah, that was pretty odd. Can I tell you something about basketball while you're on it?
Yeah.
Did you hear about the story happened earlier with the Grizzlies? The trainer got his car stolen,
they bought him one.
They really? Pissed in and bought him a brand new car. He was in tears, man. A trainer. Yeah.
They bought him they bought him like one of them
nice cars,
Kia Optima, them new joints, something like that.
And they recorded it. He was just like, oh, my God. They walked him out to the tunnel. Yep. You know how they come in with a game and the car was there?
Yeah.
Did it get stolen, Steve? Yeah, it got stolen. Yep. And he didn't have a way to get around?
Yeah.
The team bought him
the players.
Nice. I think, bought him a 2015.
Yeah. I think Vince Carter was the ringleader.
Yeah. Oh, it was Tony Allen.
Okay.
Yeah, it was Tony Allen. But nice. Vince and all of them did pitch in, though. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Vince put in the most. Yeah. It's between him and Zach.
Yeah, because Tony making about $9 a year, though.
Oh. Oh, yeah, y'all know.
Tony Allen making about $9 a year.
Zach Randolph is the 45th highest paid player in NBA history.
Is he?
Yeah.
Yes. He's been out. He's been in the league.
I know at Portland he made some money, too. But I didn't know he was paid
that
like
high.
That.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah, he got paper.
This dude got a brand new car, ours, with a ribbon on it.
Nice.
They all hugged him. He was just like, man, y'all serious? Like, yeah, dude.
Yeah, he cried.
Yeah, he cried. Yeah, that's what's up.
Nice.
Basketball players got it going on.
I wonder if they gave him a car note.
No, I think they paid cash.
Oh, no, nah. You got to pay them. You got to pay the taxes now. You got to get your tag and title.
Yeah.
You got to get your tag and title.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, you ready for the word on the street?
Yes, sir.
This would be good, too. Come on.
Word on the street.
Come on, fine mama.
Oh. Welcome to the Word on the Street with the Jewel of Sports. Tonight's Word on the Street is sponsored by HM3 Inc.
SportsRoundTable.com, where you can catch the most entertaining sports show on the web. And I'm telling you, it is the most entertaining sports show on the web. Let me jump into some ice cold facts for you. Shout out to Golden State Warriors' Klay Thompson. He dropped 26 points in the second quarter, making him the only NBA player with multiple 25-point quarters this season. Woo. So, yeah, I mean, he's been killing it. All right, shout out to Gino Auriemma, a head coach of the University of Connecticut women's basketball team. He has become the third coach to win 10 titles. He joins John Wooden and Phil Jackson as the only coaches to do so. Stephen Curry, he had the record for the most 3-pointers in the season at 272, and he broke his own record, so he's at 276 and counting. So he's gonna shatter that by the end of the season, like just completely shatter it. And then next year he'll probably shatter it again. So, yeah. J.R. Smith, he set an NBA record for the most 3-pointers without a 2-pointer. He shot 17 3-point field goals and no 2-point field goals. So that I don't know.
In a game?
In a game.
Can I say something about that? Can I say something about him?
Yeah.
It's almost like if he steps in front of the 3-point line, he's stepping in mud.
Yeah, he can't. Yeah, it's like he allergic.
Ain't no
or something.
Way in the hell he going inside that line.
Nah, he allergic. He allergic inside the 3-point line.
He's crazy athletic.
Yeah.
Well, my boy from Kentucky, when they asked him why he shoots so many threes.
Oh, Jamal Mashburn?
No, the other one that came out of Kentucky.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. And I know the quote you finna say. Who was it?
What was his name? The one that
Derek Anderson.
Not him,
no. Oh, Tony Dell.
Oh, Antoine Walker.
Antoine Walker. Yeah. I was gonna call the whole roster. Yeah. I'm gonna go through everybody.
Ask Antoine Walker, why you shoot so many threes? He said, ain't no foes.
Ain't no, yeah, he sure did say that. He said there ain't no foes. That's exactly what he said.
Well, he ain't got no money either.
Exactly. Broke is a joke.
Because you messing with them teams.
ain't no
good one, Hancock.
Like, go ahead, boy.
Yeah. All right, one more ice cold fact for you. Dustin Johnson, professional golfer, set a record in the Masters with 3 eagles in round 2. It is the third time in his career that he had 2 eagles in a round. So shout out to him for setting that record in the Masters, because nobody's done that at the Masters.
That's a hell of a job, though.
Yes.
He can hit it a long way.
Yeah, he's always in the longest drive competition. Hit it, man.
Let me jump into some athlete word on the street for you. In hockey news, the LA Kings were eliminated from playoff contention, making them the first team since 2006-2007 season that has won the Stanley Cup the previous season and not made the playoffs. The last team to do that was in 2006-2007 season. So, sorry, LA King fans, but y'all didn't make the playoffs this year. Major League Baseball news, Dodgers' Adrian Gonzalez became the first player in league history with 5 home runs in the first 3 games. Shout out to him. In NFL news, Michael Crabtree has signed a deal with the Oakland Raiders. Other NFL news, 26 prospects have confirmed that they will attend the 2015 NFL draft, even though the top 2 prospects, Jameis Winston and Marcus Mariota, will not. Pro Bowl safety Troy Polamalu, that has been playing for the Pittsburgh Steelers, announced his retirement after 12 seasons.
He deserves a hand clap.
He really does, because he
will get one later.
He definitely did his thing in the league. So he's going out to, he said he wants to spend time with his family. So
word up, Troy.
Yes. The Dallas Cowboys and Tony Romo restructured his contract to clear $13 million cap space. He was slated to have $17 million base salary. They basically reduced his base salary it to the $960,000 and turned $16.3 million into a signing bonus so they can clear that $13 million cap space. So
he just got his check up front, right?
Basically. Yep.
Did the Frank Thomas.
Man. Yeah. And Steelers suspend Le'Veon Bell for 3 games for violating the substance abuse policy.
Don't pick him in your draft.
Don't.
Slick Fox for getting him that gas.
Yep. All right, some NBA athlete word on the street for you. Top 5 NBA jersey sales. LeBron James, number 1. Steph Curry, number 2. Kobe Bryant, number 3. Kevin Durant, number 4. And Derrick Rose, number 5. Most popular team merchandise, Chicago Bulls, number 1. Cleveland Cavaliers at 2. The Warriors at 3. Lakers at 4. And the Thunder at 5.
I'm surprised the Bulls no more.
Me too.
Man, no, you got to think Jordan.
Jordan stuff.
So stuff, you got to wear something with it.
Yeah.
You're right.
Indiana Pacers player Chris Copeland was stabbed outside a New York nightclub and needed surgery on his elbow and his abdomen. He is in stable condition and recovering. And that same night, that's when Hawks players Thabo Sefolosha and Peril Antic were arrested and charged with obstructing governmental administration for preventing police from setting up crime scene. And Sefolosha is out for the season after suffering a broken leg during his arrest. And he's basically fighting at all those charges and everything. But in my mind, you were in the area close enough to the police to be arrested. You was doing something you weren't supposed to.
They hit him with They hit him with a nightstick after he was handcuffed.
Like so,
the Hawks need to release him.
Like,
I'm siding with Thabo Sefolosha on this.
But why was he? Why are you in the way anyway?
You, y'all,
they had a game the next day. Why you out? Why you out?
Nightclub,
right? You had a game the next day. You shouldn't have been out at the club.
Hey, that happens all the time.
Well, the Hawks don't need that. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, it's been happening all year. It's just been no incident.
Go ahead.
All right. In Olympics news, the IOC launched a hotline for whistleblowers to report match fixing corruption, and promises to offer 100% anonymity. So if you see something in the Olympics that you think they cheating, you'll be able to call, and you may get an award for that.
Yay.
Congrats to Carissa Moore. She is a surfer, and she just beat Stephanie Gilmore to win her third straight Bells Beach Rip Curl Pro Surfing title. ACC Women's College Basketball Player of the Year, Notre Dame guard Jewel Lloyd, will forego her senior season and enter the WNBA draft.
These chicks are leaving early.
Yeah, these chicks are getting out now.
Some of them not even coming back. They're going overseas to make the real money.
Yeah, they're getting out now. These chicks are getting out. In boxing news, Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao camps are in significant dispute over ticket sales with MGM Grand. That's why no ticket sales have gone on sale yet, because no agreement has even been reached to cover the number of ticket sales granted to each fighter's camp. So they haven't even seen the contract from MGM. So this fight may be in jeopardy once again.
Yep.
And also Floyd Mayweather has to lose 3 pounds before the fight. He needs to be at 147. He's weighing 150 right now. He also just bought a $300,000 Mercedes party bus that has a 55-inch TV in it, champagne bar, heated massage chairs, and it's got all the works. They call it a yacht on wheels. Jay-Z is hosting a post-fight party selling VIP tables for $50,000. Tickets for men to get in to the club are $100 and $30 for women. And Nicki Minaj is also throwing a party. Her VIP tables are going for $10,000 per table, and tickets to get in are $80. A few hot rumors on the street for you. The Los Angeles Lakers are going to shop Nick Young this offseason for a trade, because hot rumor is that he is not getting along with head coach Byron Scott. And Byron Scott is running the show, so Nick Young's got to go if he's not getting along with him.
Byron Scott's trying to run things like Pat Riley. It's a different day and time.
It is.
I don't know if it's going to be the way. He's not going to get people to come in and play like that.
No, they're not. No. And somebody said it best this week. There's like the reason Matt Barnes said it for the Clippers, he said the reason that players aren't going to LA is not because they don't want to play with Kobe Bryant, it's because of management.
Yeah, management, no doubt about it.
Yeah, I can see.
Swaggy P went from averaging 17 last year to 12 this year. That's coaching. That's not his game.
Yeah,
you're right. Then Atlanta Hawks' Damari Carroll, he is going to be a free agent this offseason, and he has expressed interest in joining the New York Knicks.
Yeah, I heard about that.
So, we'll see. Yeah, we'll see what happens with that. Vlade Divac has emerged as the lead voice of the Sacramento Kings front office. So that's good for them to get free agents there with him being the leading voice. In some NFL hot rumors, ex-Patriots running back Stephen Ridley may sign with the New York Jets. So look out for that. And the Jets also are reportedly really ready to move on from Geno Smith. They aren't a fan of his at all. So we'll look to see what kind of changes will be happening there. And the Cleveland Browns and the San Diego Chargers are the ones that are making the most heat about wanting to trade up for Marcus Mariota right now. So we'll definitely see soon what happens with that, because they are definitely trying to make some moves. Word on the street is that the Chargers are trying to trade Phillip Rivers to Tennessee and get Mariota. So we'll see how that goes. But you know what? That's a wrap on your Word on the Street with the Jewel of Sports. We are sponsored by HM3Inc.com, where you can catch the most entertaining sports show on the web. And I mean, it is the most entertaining sports show on the web.
Mariota to Tennessee.
the worst thing they could do.
I think it's going to happen.
It could, but I wish they wouldn't do it. I think it's just a trade up.
No, actually, I'm sorry. Mariota.
To San Diego.
To San Diego. Philip and they go Rivers. Trade Philip Rivers.
Now, I like that because Tennessee don't need to hurt that rookie, man.
Right, and Philip Rivers can go to Tennessee, and I mean, he's a veteran, so he can do something there.
Now, the SRT crew, that's we the SRT.
Good job.
That's us, right?
Yeah.
That deserves a hand.
Boy, he got that done right for the first time ever.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Third grade education.
Oh, now you're third grade now. He done dropped.
Hey, I have to say this because we talked about this last night, and D Wood and Tiff got it right. And I know HM3 and Steve would get it right. But for our loyal listeners, it's only one coach in NBA history have won back-to-back, took two teams back-to-back in their first 2 years in the playoff.
Say that one more time.
There's only one coach in the NBA history have gone to back-to-back playoff with two different teams.
I don't understand what you mean.
Like
he took two separate teams to the playoffs in back-to-back
years, like with last year and this year.
But he was two different teams.
But two different teams, yeah.
Yeah.
NBA.
I hit that thing on the
Yeah.
They both got it right. Yeah, they got it right. So I just want to say, I figured y'all would know, but I want our listeners to know that we be on top of all of this stuff they can use for their friends at Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Thanksgiving and Christmas time.
Right, yeah, when you a kiss or something.
Absolutely.
Kiss girl.
Kiss girl. Kiss girl.
So you got to think about that.
Bro. Oh, no, man. Now you're
the crew. Oh, yeah. The crew now, dude. Tip killing and deep wheeling now.
Hey, boy, we knocked that thing out soon.
We knocked that thing
out. Soon I said that.
We was in the atmosphere when they said that.
Yeah, we was in the suite at the Hawks game. Like, bam, we know that thing.
Yeah.
I didn't get a chance to think. I did that. What?
Yeah, man. I'm going to tell y'all what y'all doing.
Y'all thinking too hard.
Yeah, it's right here.
You think way too hard.
It's right there.
He went to the playoffs last year with one team, and he going this year with a different team.
Oh, you are Jason.
Yeah.
Hey, this team deserves a hand clap.
Yeah. I bet y'all think we're back.
But if you would have said that, it's still been
sitting.
That's a good. That's history. That might not ever be done.
Y'all were thinking way back to the 70s.
Well, what about the player that went four straight years?
What you mean?
Won four rings in a row.
Several players did that.
Out of college.
Yeah, that's what I said. I can NBA.
When his first out
two different teams.
Who?
In his first 4 years?
Mm-mm.
Different times.
He won three rings. I mean, he won four
that's
rings.
That's Robert Orr.
And he won it with in a row consecutive.
Robert Orr. He went three with the Lakers, then one with the Spurs right after that.
It was another player.
Is it Kerr?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Curry did it too.
Yeah.
Curry sure did.
Orr hit three in a row with the Lakers and then right back with the Spurs.
And with the Spurs, yeah.
Then he did one with the Spurs and one with.
He did three with the Bulls.
Three with the Bulls and one with
the Spurs.
Hey, how about this? Both of them went to the Spurs to win their championships.
Yeah.
Did you know, more Hawks players leave Atlanta and get more championships than anybody?
That sounds like a shot.
I was going to say too.
I can name them. That don't get it twisted now. You lead a Hawks team and go to the Spurs or wherever, you're going to get your ring.
Steven come on. Jackson.
Boys Jow.
Who else?
Did your boy do it? Doc Rivers?
No.
As a coach, he did. I mean, he won a championship with Celtics.
Yeah.
But not as a player.
Gotcha.
Steven Jackson.
Did he call Jack?
Yeah.
Oh, you just said that. Okay, Steven Jackson.
Boris Diaw.
The man I want to be in the foxhole with.
Boris Diaw.
He got your back.
It's a few more.
Five stacks. You know he rapping.
That's what you told me.
Yeah.
It's a few more. I think that a lot of their players left got rings. And your boy might get one this year, wasn't he? God dog it.
I know Nick played with San Antonio for a minute.
Yeah, then you don't think he got a ring, though. They ain't get their first one in 99.
Who did you just say?
Nick.
When Nick retired,
Nick didn't get a ring. He went to Spurs.
That's when he met Bud.
Yeah.
Because Bud was on the coaching staff. Mm-hmm.
When Nick retired, 98, 99?
Somewhere around
Braves lost.
Thanks, Tio.
Had thought it out there.
6-2
They 8-2 They 8-2 now.
They 8-2
Yeah.
In 2 weeks they'll be 8-8
Yeah. I'm definitely saying in 2 weeks we're gonna have this conversation.
Hey, Howard, gonna tell me. Let me mute his mic. Let me hit that. Go ahead, Howard. We can go ahead on the wall. I looked it up. It's perfect. More than that, yeah.
I would get out baseball trip since y'all talking about
well, we might as well. We're trying to help out our listeners.
No, the Lord listeners. No.
I ain't finna get named one of them.
We don't know a little baseball now, boy.
Yeah.
I know some baseball, but not no Braves.
No, oh, no. Baseball. No. Yeah, okay. You got to be the Braves. It's baseball.
I can do a little bit of that.
The only player to lead, to win the batting title in 3 different decades.
Wow. That's
Ricky Henderson.
Nope.
I want Ricky Henderson. That's impressive.
Y'all ain't gonna get that. So
right.
Dude say you ain't gonna get that.
You right.
In 3 different decades.
3 different decades.
Is he still playing?
Nope.
Tony Gwynn.
That's a good choice, but no.
Oh, okay.
Damn, mine won?
Hmm.
How many people played 3 decades?
It'll be somebody played 3 decades.
That's what I'm saying.
That's why I said Tony Gwynn, yeah.
I said Ricky Henderson. Yeah. Who played that long?
Yeah, but yeah, he did play a long time. Yeah. Ricky was pretty good, too.
See, I'm a baseball enthusiast.
Wow. Yes, you are.
Because you like a game. That's not a sport.
Yeah, that's fine.
How long did Ted Williams play?
It wasn't him.
Ooh. Oh, was it Wade Boggs?
It wasn't.
Nope.
5 burning questions. It's baseball talk.
Yeah, let's go. Yeah, yeah. Give me an answer so we can know.
George Brett.
That's a good one. George was the man.
George was the man.
Yes, he was the man.
Third baseman cancer.
Ain't no black folks in baseball.
Oh, my God.
D, stop it.
Keeping it real.
Yeah, you keep it real.
Y'all kill him again.
America's pastime. What America pastime is there to be happy about?
Wow.
Keep it real.
So slamming it.
Now, y'all keep it real.
So if that's
though.
America's pastime, that's y'all's sport. You can have that.
Boy, you hard, D.
I hate baseball. Just keeping it real.
We see.
Ooh. Yeah, you letting it be known.
Hey, is it? And that's why the show ends in June? Because D.L. don't like baseball?
Yeah, hell yeah. I'm executive producer, baby.
Get it down.
All right, let's get these questions. Let's go. Let's have some fun.
Let me see where we're going with tonight.
I like that.
This is going to be
old
fun.
School, baby.
That ain't next, is it?
That's Jagged.
Jagged Edge?
No,
that's next.
Next.
Oh, is it?
D. Yeah. Come on, D. Producer.
D. Music connoisseur sitting over here.
Oh, yeah,
Harv's is a connoisseur.
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 Yeah, what is it? Connoisseur?
He said connoisseur. He put a T in that thing.
All right,
you are the only
connoisseur. Yes, he is.
You are the originator.
The originator of the connoisseur.
All right, D, where you want to go first?
I will, yeah. Since I didn't click on baseball.
There you go. You know, snap baseball. All right, 5 burning questions. This is how we do it, baby. We go ask these questions. You got to answer real quick, as quick as you can.
Let's roll.
What do you wish you had invented?
That's pretty good.
The cell phone.
Ooh.
A word that people most use to describe you. One word.
Ooh, that's good. Says cool. A chocolate.
Cool.
Eddie Murphy or Richard Pryor, who's funnier?
Damn.
That's classic. That's hard. Yeah,
I can't lie. I can't answer that.
Both of them good.
All right. Yeah. If you can go back to age 18, what career path would you choose today? The clock is ticking.
Damn, sports personality.
Wow, that's really good.
Name a sports franchise you would love to own.
The Los Angeles Lakers.
Okay, pretty good. You got stomped on number 4, though.
Yeah, that Richard Pryor.
Number 3, yeah.
That Richard Pryor, Eddie Murphy, Hall. Everybody else over here stomped. They just got time to think. That's it. Look, Tip ain't even saying that.
I got my head down. Like, all right,
you ready, Tip?
Oh, God, okay.
All right. What do you wish you had invented?
The internet.
Ooh.
A word that people most use to describe you.
Pretty.
Eddie Murphy, Richard Pryor, who's funny?
Oh. Eddie Murphy.
Ooh.
If you could go back to age 18, what career path would you shoes today.
Yo, I'm about to be balling out of control, and I'm going over there getting that overseas women's basketball money.
Wow.
Automatic.
Automatic. I'm balling out of control.
I hear you. Name a sports franchise you would love to own.
The New York Yankees. Because I got unlimited money to do whatever the hell I want to go get whoever I want to get in. We about to win that thing.
Yeah, I like that. That's
Yankees,
like,
baby.
Yeah.
You got a good franchise.
Cool. Yeah.
Indeed.
All right, Han, you ready?
Let's do it.
All right, what do you wish you had invented?
Whatever the hell Bill Gates did.
that would be Microsoft.
That is.
He said whatever the hell he did.
A word that people most use to describe you.
Funny.
Eddie Murphy or Richard Pryor?
Who's not fun- in a ha ha.
I understand.
All right.
Funny in a ha ha.
I'm glad you clarified that, Hancock.
Because I was going to kill him.
He said, not in the
LOL.
Honey bun truck.
Not Michael Sam.
He ain't driving the honey bun truck.
No, sir.
Or riding in it.
Give me some bison.
All right, Eddie Murphy or Richard Pryor? Who's funnier?
Richard Murphy.
If you could go back to age 18, what career path would you choose today?
Can I say Microsoft again? Something in the tech field, man.
Yeah. All right. And name a sports franchise you would love to own.
Oh, man. You had to be between the Cowboys and Lakers. Since Cowboys was my first love, I had to say the Cowboys.
Okay. All right, Slick.
Hey, before you go to Slick, Indiana, Washington,
about
double
to be
overtime.
Double OT. Yep. Wow.
Double
that's
OT.
Impressive.
Got to get Slick some of the real stuff.
What? 3-3-4 game. Do.
Hey,
RIP Doe B. Doe
and 3-3-4 game.
He just screwed up. Oh.
Where's the cloud?
Okay, Forrest Gump.
All right, Snake.
Let's do it.
What do you wish you had invented?
Facebook.
That's a good one.
That's a great one.
A word that people most use to describe you.
Really? For real? They keep saying, really?
That's what we say for real. Really? Hey, really?
Eddie Murphy or Richard Pryor, who's funnier?
I'm going with Eddie, man. That Saturday Night Live was just hilarious, man. Just classic. Okay. That changed the game.
Changed the game. Yeah. If you could go back to the age of 18, what career path would you choose?
Actor.
That's what I wanted to pick, but I was too fast. I couldn't think quick enough.
It was genre.
Porn star.
Who the instigator?
Instigator.
It's always me. But it, now he's doing it.
You just had to ask him.
No. I would have chosen pass just like Sidney Poitier and all them great ones. You know, Denzel, yeah. Heartthrob.
Because I could edit out the other part.
Yeah,
right?
You can. Absolutely.
All right. Name a sports franchise you would love to own.
Steve took my Cowboys because I think that's a great franchise to own. I had to go with the New England Patriots.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right, Robert Kraft.
I'm in 6 Super Bowls, winning 4. That's pretty impressive. Yeah. Or the 49ers. I think either one of them is impressive.
Not bad.
Because she stole the Yankees.
I just realized something. Yeah. I had one of the dumbest damn answers.
Yes, you did.
Of all answers. I said sports analyst. I think I already do that shit.
But you probably got a good check back then, though, dude.
Damn.
You probably getting $1 million check in your
Yeah, right now. You will be doing this right now.
Ooh, Lord have mercy.
So we can't let D-Wheel go first no more.
No more.
Let him go last so he can think about it.
Yeah, man.
Hold on. Let me change
your music. Yeah, change your music.
I got to go old school with this.
Oh.
Yeah, man. I'm going old school with this.
How did you know I did not say Precious tonight?
Yes, did.
That's great. Because if we want to listen to the rest of this on air,
he getting mad at that Precious joke. Yo.
Hey, he don't like that.
He don't like that.
He start rubbing hands. Yeah. He don't like that.
No, you should have heard him lecture being slick and Big Easy about him not liking y'all. He lectured us in Big Easy, y'all.
Hey, man, you cut that shit.
He lectured us about how he does not want to be affiliated with Precious. He was dead serious about how he does not want to be.
Did he crack a smile?
No, he was dead for real about how he does not want to be affiliated with Precious. That ain't for real. Like, he ain't with that. So let me jump into these five burning questions for the producer cut the show. So, Mr. Producer, what do you wish you had invented?
I'm like you. I say the internet.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good invention. Rich.
Yes.
All right. A word that people most use to describe you.
Philosophical.
You right about that. Yes, sir. Eddie Murphy or Richard Pryor? Who's funnier?
I think Richard Pryor, man.
Okay.
Richard Pryor all the time.
Okay.
He set the standard.
All right. If you could go back to age 18, what career path would you choose?
Actually, I say a college basketball coach.
Nice. All right. Name a sports franchise you would love to own.
I say the Dallas Mavericks.
Okay. All right, Mark Cuban.
Yeah, I mean, anywhere in Houston.
Yeah.
Anywhere in the state of Texas.
Yeah.
I just think you can really just
rack it up.
Yeah.
I mean,
especially the Cowboys.
Yeah. I mean, for sure.
Houston, Texas. I remember when they first came. Ah.
Oh my gosh.
Houston Oilers.
Yeah.
They had an oil rig on their hill.
They sure did.
Come on, man.
They sure did, yo.
Well, but that's it on the five burning questions.
Hey, can I say something about five burning questions?
Yes.
I am very proud of the SRT crew for doing five burning questions and wasn't none of them about sex.
That is until Steve.
Until he asked him what industry.
What genre?
But I'm saying we ain't had no freaky dicky like the little girl came in and did last week.
Right.
We knew what her mind was, boy. Yeah. She was in the gutter.
She's the new producer.
The new producer.
Got to have her.
Well, actually, she came up with two of these questions. I did.
Kiss Cam. Hey, Howard, next week, one of the questions, who would you want to have on Kiss Cam with? That would be pretty hot. Ooh. That you can kiss out. That would be hot. Yeah. To see what everybody pool they pick. That would be pretty good. Oh, I got some folks to pick.
All right, shout out to all the birthdays. Mama here, my sister April, shout out to you. Shout out to you, all your listeners. Shout out to all of the new listeners. James. Who else we had, Tiffin, on that new list?
What up, Jay?
Oh, we had James, we had Byron, we had
James, Byron. Shout out to Don, who represents.
Yeah. Don.
JJ, keep your head. JJ,
shout out to Charles E. JJ. Timbers.
JJ,
Charles.
Keep your head up. I know what's the funeral coming up. Shout out to my crew.
Shout out.
Episode 76. That's a long time.
That's a lot of years.
It's a lot. So, all right, shout out to everybody, man. Shout out to the Lord you listen to the show. All right, sweet.
Shout out, find yourself a church home. Mama, happy birthday. Love you.
Shout out to Big Easy.
Shout out to all my folks.
901.
That's everybody.
Everybody.
Shout out to all the ladies that listen
all
and support the
that
SRT
I know on
crew.
Facebook.
Which is two people.
Six people.
You don't know nobody on Facebook.
Sorry,
Boogie. Hey, Boogie.
Boogie is only friend.
Yeah, I play
who you got
to
shout out to?
Yeah, I just want to shout out all the ladies that listen and support the SRT show. Appreciate the love. Keep getting your sports knowledge.
Per diem.
334.
Go ahead, D.
Hey, 334, man. K9 gang. Real talk tees. SRT crew. I love y'all.
Appreciate it. Thank you, bro. Appreciate it. Enjoy the game, man. Y'all was nice.
Hey, appreciate it, Slick Money.
Yeah, shout out to Slick Money and the sweet tickets.
Yeah, that was hot. Yeah, I appreciate that. I wish the boys could have been there with us. It's been a lot of fun. Thanks to the West Vaco Corporation for the suite.
West Vaco.
If y'all had to pick a sport to get your per diem with, which
Whichever one the highest.
NBA.
I'm trying to be the
NBA.
I'm trying to get baller.
Oh, hold on.
Whichever one got the most room.
We had did the entertainment per diem because them actors and stuff, they get paid.
They get per diems too?
Yes, indeedy.
Hold on.
They get trailers. They be having all types of anything you can eat and drink on their trailer. Yeah. They get everything catered. So
A-list star.
Well, of course.
You got to remember, baseball longer. That's so they on the road.
I want to run with the most road games.
Yeah, that's baseball.
Because you only get it for road games.
Yeah, baseball.
And you go on a 9-game road trip in 10 days.
Hey, but did y'all notice when she gave them numbers, football don't get nothing.
Football, that's why everybody wants their signing bonuses and upfront money because nothing's guaranteed.
Right.
Nothing but that guarantee, the few years that's guaranteed plus the bonus money.
Yeah. But they do it in the preseason because of they cut a lot.
Right.
So they have to have something to have them there for because when they get the per diem, at least they insure and things of that nature. So.
Yep. Yeah.
So they might be all right.
Hey, Indiana won.
That means Brooklyn almost out.
Brooklyn's almost out. That pick's coming.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, they will beat Memphis tomorrow. Indiana will beat them.
Is it on the road or home?
It's at Memphis, but Memphis don't rest their players.
Oh, yeah.
Because Conley banged up and Casale.
And they already locked up their seed?
See, they locked up 6 seed, yeah.
Wow. So Hawks may get that pick. So we'll have to talk about next week. Who do we think we're going to get the pick for? So. All right, folks. Episode 76 is in the books. Hand is almost that time, baby. Let's do it.
Headed home, baby.
The Jewel of Sports is leaving the building.
God is good. Peace.
Bama.
HM3BC, thanks a lot. RIP. Episode 76 in the books. We'll holler at y'all next week. Peace.
See ya.